I can't they totally say, are. A huge thank you to my fabulous Friday panel. I think we can all agree they have indeed been fabulous. And it is Friday and they were a panel, so we ticked every box there. Henry Hill, Assistant Editor of Conservative Home website. Richard Angel, Director of Progress. That's the centrist Labour pressure group. Thank you very much indeed for joining us. Ahead
have
of
a great weekend and happy birthday.
Thank you. Happy birthday. Don't forget, send your presents in. Talk Radio 18. I'm not going to get
anything. You can find it on the website.
I'm not going to get anything. Richard, come and get a job here. I like that. The time is 12:56, so you know what that means. Don't you? Yeah, John Holmes has made his way to...
When's your birthday?
Oh, did I not Tuesday. Mention that?
You mentioned it a couple of times. It's Tuesday.
Next Tuesday. Because mine was last Monday.
Still, I know his was, because the reason we know is because the huge crates of beer that he managed to get sent into office.
Hey, thank you, Fullers. Fuller's birthday.
Who sent them in again?
Also, they bought me a stepladder. Fullers.
Fullers.
It's a height joke. I don't know.
John Holmes is very, very little.
Shut up. Right, so I'm on holiday next week, so I'll miss your birthday. But as
you can leave the cake now.
And sorry. I know you're going to ask what's coming up in the show, but frankly, as it's the last day and I'm on holiday, we've all brought games in, so we're not going to do any work.
Brilliant. Why don't you just sit and watch a film? That's what they do at school.
That's what we're going to do all afternoon.
Excellent. Brilliant.
We'll see what's on.
Top 57 Talk Radio. I'm back on Tuesday morning, 10 o'clock. Have a wonderful afternoon. Have a wonderful bank holiday weekend. Enjoy Mr. John Holmes after 1 o'clock. This is Talk Radio. Stay tuned.
Talk Radio.
Join the Talk Nation.
Dial up and Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
Julia Hartley Brewer on Talk Radio with the Army.
The Army is an equal opportunities employer with over 200 roles to choose from. So whatever you end up doing, you'll get paid according to your rank, not your gender.
Find where you belong.
Discover more at army.mod.uk/belong.
We got 2 free tickets to Thorpe Park with the Sun.
When we collected 10 tokens inside the paper.
Saving us over 100...
I think that was... Get 2 free tickets to Thorpe Park Resort when you collect 10 tokens inside the Sun. Continues this week.
The biggest fight ever on British soil. 90,000 people gather to watch two men make history. It's Joshua versus Klitschko. Make it better with Betfair. Will Joshua triumph? New customers can bag yes at 5-1 or get no at 10-1. That's Joshua to win. Yes 5-1, no 10-1. Win bigger with Betfair. New customers only. Max stake £10. All winnings paid in free bets and valid for 7 days. T's and C's apply. 18+. BeGambleAware.org.
This bank holiday at Screwfix, there are loads of great deals. Like £15 off a Mountfield self-propelled petrol lawnmower. Now only £169.99. Or a Titan 16-litre wet and dry vacuum, now only £34.99. But hurry, deals end Monday. Screwfix, here when you need us.
Right, that's it. This relationship is over.
Eric.
When I think of the money I spent on you. But it was never enough, was it? There was always something else. What was it you had to have last time?
Eric!
A starter motor?
At Van Monster, every van is covered by our price match promise, our unique 5-day money-back guarantee, and includes a 6-month warranty. Terms and conditions apply. Find your perfect work partner at vanmonster.com.
I'm leaving you for a younger van.
Be challenged, be inspired, be adventurous, be confident, be valued, be trusted, be skilled, be supported, be respected. Belong to something bigger than you.
The Army is currently recruiting for over 200 exciting, diverse and rewarding roles. Plus, as an equal opportunities employer, you'll get paid according to your rank, not your gender.
Listen to Talk Radio all day, every day and discover a sense of belonging that will last a lifetime.
For more information, go to army.mod.uk/belong.
Find where you belong.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio. We'll get you talking. Talk Radio.
Yes, it is. Good afternoon. 1 o'clock. It's Friday. I'm John Holmes. Here's Victoria with the news.
Thanks, John. Coming up, terror plot foiled, anti-racism protesters disrupt UKIP, and 100 days of Trump.
Talk Radio.
Police believe they've stopped an active terror plot and have arrested 6 people. One person was arrested in Kent and a 20-year-old woman was shot during part of the operation in London. She remains in a serious but stable condition in hospital. This man lives in the street in Willesden where the armed raid happened and his wife called him to tell him what was going on.
She said there's police are shooting across the way. She said, oh my God, they've taken out a woman out and she's lying on the road. The police have got guns. They're outside. There's about 40 of them, she said. And they're just shooting at the windows.
police are searching two addresses in London after yesterday's anti-terror arrest near Downing Street. A 27-year-old man who's believed to be known to authorities is being held on suspicion of planning an attack. UKIP's leader insists the party is relevant 10 months after the vote to leave the European Union.
UKIP goes into this snap election determined to hold the government's feet to the fire on Brexit. We will act as the government's backbone in these negotiations.
Paul Nuttall has started his party's election campaign with the slogan Britain Together. His proposals include banning full Muslim face veils in public and limiting immigration. Protesters infiltrated the press conference beforehand, shouting UKIP are a nasty racist party. Marina A's lawyer has told Talk Radio there's been interest from Hollywood about making a film about his life. Alexander Blattman's been released from prison after his murder conviction for shooting dead and injured Taliban fighter was downgraded to manslaughter. And the Simpsons have presented their own take on Donald Trump's first 100 days in office.
So many accomplishments, lowered my golf handicap, my Twitter following increased by 700, and finally, we can shoot hibernating bears. My boys will love that.
They've released a short online animation ahead of the milestone tomorrow. It shows the US president in bed at the White House counting his accomplishments. Towards the end of the video, Marsh complains she's run out of medication that was meant to last the whole 4 years.
I like the way your news is now just a synopsis of a Simpsons episode. It's just slightly... I mean, I'm not going to say lazy, but, you know, that was quite a substantial part of the news, wasn't it?
It was approximately... one thing.
Can you do a different Simpsons episode in an hour?
No.
No, hang on.
Because they're not always newsworthy.
Well, wait a moment, though. We are in a balanced election period.
Well, exactly.
So you've got to be balanced, Victoria. So you're going to need to do a different cartoon to balance that up. South Park next, maybe. Or Family Guy.
Yeah.
Or Dastardly and Muttley.
No.
Pinky and the Brain.
No.
Yeah.
Can think of any more cartoons?
Bugs Bunny.
I mean, technically,
I mean, Bugs Bunny's
Trump's
dead,
in
of course.
America,
that's the problem.
So
yeah,
you'd have to balance that.
No, but Bugs Bunny dead.
Yes,
after he flew United Airlines, killed him.
Rest in peace.
Obviously, dragged off.
Like Simon,
the big fat rabbit.
He wasn't fat. He was a giant rabbit. There's a difference.
Yeah, they all say that. The great big rabbits. They go, "Well, I'm not fat. I'm just all big boned." No, you're not. You're fat rabbit.
But they're long as well.
Well, aren't they just? Anyway, Victoria, do you want to do the weather now?
All right.
Okay then.
Talk Radio National Weather.
Got the weather.
Dry for most.
She's called Victoria.
Anymore?
She's got the weather. She's called Victoria.
If you're going to do it, please put effort into that.
Not the first time you said that.
I said it to you the other day. I was like, oh, yeah. Because, again, you were doing it in a lackluster
way. give us the weather. It's all got a bit Friday already, hasn't it?
104.
Wow. That's alienated all of Julia's listeners.
You are welcome.
Go on.
So dry for most today with the odd shower. Some sunshine around and much lighter winds. Highs of 14 degrees.
This is entertaining. Right, okay. So now, who's got the sport today? Is Ben back?
Or Elliot!
Elliot's got the sport again, has he? Elliot.
I still think that's weird.
Okay. Elliot's got the sport. It's pre-recorded. Here it is.
Talk Radio Sports Update.
Good afternoon. I'm Elliot Cook. Arsene Wenger says if Tottenham finish above Arsenal this season in the Premier League, it won't represent a power shift in North London. Spurs will guarantee ending the season above their rivals in the table if they beat them at White Hart Lane on Sunday. The Arsenal boss says finishing above Tottenham is not the be-all and end-all.
The priority for us is to finish in top four. After that, for the pride and the continuity of our achievements, we want to fight as well to be in front of Spurs. But you cannot say that the weight of 1 year has the weight of 20.
Anthony Joshua and Vladimir Klitschko weigh in this afternoon for tomorrow's world heavyweight title fight at Wembley Stadium. Joshua holds the IBF belt, but the vacant WBA crown's also on the line. And Lewis Hamilton could only finish third in the opening practice session at the Russian Grand Prix. That's your sport, powered by TalkSport.
Thank you, Elliot, for that. He's not listening. I mean, he's not there. I mean, it's literally pre-recorded, but it doesn't matter. Thank you, Elliot, I would say in a polite way, because I suppose other presenters do that when they come off the back of the pre-recorded sport to make it sound like it's real. It's not. It's just artifice.
So hang on, is he there or not?
He's literally not there. I mean, he's not. He's in the office.
Right.
But he's not here. He could just walk in and do that, but he doesn't.
He's doing it live on TalkSport.
Yeah, why do they get the priority?
Because they have listeners.
Oh, fair enough. All right, let's do a programme then.
Talk Radio.
This weekend at Boots, save 10% when you spend £40 across luxury, beauty and fragrance. It's the perfect time to discover something new this spring. So why not pick up the Clinique Chubby Stick or Benefit California Blush? Hurry, ends Sunday. Boots, let's feel good. Offer ends 30th April when you spend £40 in a single transaction. Online offer varies, exclusions apply. See in store for details.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Previously on the John Holmes Show.
You're in there, John. Good to talk to you.
We've got great news for lovers of TGI Fridays.
When I knew I was going to be talking to you, I thought, well, I can't pass up that opportunity.
Chubby beaver on Mars.
People want that, don't they? I don't know why people do.
That's because I work in a bank.
I have to say, contact lenses, what is this rubbish in the afternoon?
Well, I mean, to be fair, a lot of conspiracy theorists are just debunking this one.
Oh, this is good.
We corresponded through letter for over a year.
I would never do that.
Yeah,
and
I haven't.
I said Paul Rossmaster, and I wasn't lying.
Oh, we've all been there.
Friend of the show, old age pensioner, he's homosexual.
But hey, that's another story.
We'll leave that right there.
And you open the door and you step inside. We're inside our hearts. This is your life. Good to the last drop. Doesn't get any better than this.
John Holmes.
The radio is one of the outstanding developments of the 20th century.
Radio.
This isn't a seminar. This isn't a weekend retreat. Nothing is static. Everything is a ball.
Radio. Who are you?
John Holmes.
John Holmes.
With no power comes no responsibility.
There.
Talk Radio.
When I am about to get on a journey,
so, right, I saw this trailer for another trailer for ITV's Celebrity Foam Big Heads, or whatever it's called. Have you seen that? It's on like a Sunday night. It's like these celebrity foam heads that are a game show. It's like, oh, it's cool. Anyway, apparently, I'm looking forward to this weekend. Apparently, the new big celebrity foam heads, they've got John Terry's mum and Maureen A. It's going to be just running about. It's, wow. God knows what the challenges are going to be. Bear thinking about. Have you seen that John Terry's mum video? Have you seen that?
Yeah.
Have you seen it, Victoria?
Yeah.
Oh my god.
All the Talksport boys were watching.
Well, of course
it.
They were, yeah. I mean, I saw it earlier. It's not, let's be clear, it's not John Terry's mum. We now know that, don't we? That's not her.
I haven't seen it yet.
Have you not?
No.
Oh god. I mean, I know there are terrible atrocities in the world, right? But having seen it, I genuinely think the United States should be targeting those involved with that video with missiles, because it's alongside Syria. I mean, atrocities both, if I'm honest. Right. I can't unsee it now. Google it, but not at work.
Doing it.
All right, fine. Anyway, hello, welcome indeed. I am John Holmes, and this is your talk radio in the afternoon thing between 1 and 4 o'clock. That is where you will find us. It's where you're finding us now. Let us be honest about it. And if you are one of our increasing number of first-time listeners, look, here's the advice, stick with it, right? Like, now, it feels weird at first, but ultimately, it's rewarding. Like a rubber doll. I don't know. I saw that video, it's changed me. Anyway, hello. By the way, speaking of ITV, I've got a new show I'm pitching to them, right? So I'm just going to tell you about this. You remember Wife Swap? You remember that programme Wife Swap that was on? Remember, yeah? Well, it's like that, only with Marines, right? So it's Marine A and Marine Le Pen, right? Right. I'm calling it Submarine. So they swap places. So basically, Marine Le Pen kills a Muslim, right? And then Marine A says that the only reason he allegedly defrauded millions from the EU is because of shell shock. So it's a swapping. It's a swapping show. So still working on it. But look, to be fair, if they commission celebrity big heads, they'll commission anything. Welcome, though. Friday, isn't it? And do we have a Friday show for you? Do we have a Friday show?
Do we?
I don't know. I'm going to check. 1 minute.
Appending the bin.
Yeah.
It's always dangerous doing that after poor Ross has been on.
Yep, turns out we do have a Friday show. So here's what's coming up then. Let's walk together over the broadcasting equivalent of an expensive garden bridge that's been scrapped. Headline hijacks on the way. Let me explain. Headline Hijack works very much like this. The news is at 2 o'clock. In it will be a made-up news story. Fake news writ large. Victoria is the owner-operator of a mouth. It's this mouth.
This mouth.
That's the mouth. And out of it will come the news, but also will come a made-up lie. We'd like it to be yours. Hear your words. Just a couple of sentences. That's all you kind of need. Sent to us. That sounds like a news story, and it could well be broadcast to the nation as fact. Here's how to get in touch. 87 treble 2.
Start your message with the word talk.
Good. At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you like.
There you go. Today's big story's on the way as well, of course, and it's Friday, so that means a roundup of all things showbiz. We welcome a man on the programme later from TalkSport. He has no interest in or knowledge of showbiz. He will be going through the showbiz. That is Reese Withers this hour. There are the day's current affair, the big current affairs issues, lovingly rendered through short-form oriental verse. It's the news in haikus. There's our brand loyalty testing end of the week quiz on the way as well. There's the big debate at three. There's all your reactions. Work experience punditry today comes from work experience Daisy, who's been staring at the weekend's films through her work experience eyes. That's on the way. Oh, and good news, by the way, if you're a hater, if you hate me or this show, if you're one of those trolls on Twitter, or whatever, that hate everything about the show or anything. But basically, your hateful missive, if you'd like to message it, could well be read out on the show later. Because on Fridays, what happens is we put a man called Con in a lift here in the building, and he reads out the texts and tweets from the haters as the lift travels downwards through the building. It's a feature we call Con Descending. However, if you are a regular listener, you'll know that Con is on an ill-deserved holiday. So, instead of that today, Asprod Cass is reading out the hate. Mostly messages she sent to me personally, to be honest. But here's the thing. As the lift travels upwards through the building, yeah, it's a feature we call Cassending.
Yeah.
Anyway, if you've still got some hate you want to send, here's the number again, 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
That's already on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you like.
Just put some hate in there. Live music today as well. We've dragged in another busker off the streets. That's what we do on a Friday, to perform live in the studio. It is our busker session. And, of course, it's Some Request Friday. Now, over on Radio 2 on a Friday, Simon Mayo does All Request Friday. He plays tunes, music, as per your request or dedication for loved ones. We can't do that due to licensing reasons, because we're a talk radio station. So what we can do is play speeches and talks that you might well have requested, all right? So maybe you're looking forward to the bank holiday weekend. To get you in the mood for going out tonight, maybe you'd like to hear Abraham Lincoln's banger, yeah, the Gettysburg Address from 1863. Or maybe it's your partner's birthday and you like a dedication of Facing the Future Without Fear, which is, of course, Rabbi Jonathan Sachs's recent TED Talk. This is your partner's favourite, Rabbi Jonathan Sachs Talk Evs. Get in touch. Much coming on the show today, then. A bit of a Friday mood. Ginger Dave is producing.
Ahoy.
Look at that. Students, you've got 3 hours to escape. He's stuck in here. Ass broadcast is through the glass. She's through the miserable window. Hi, Cass. Hi there.
What?
Nothing. Chloe's on the month. Hi, Chloe.
Hi.
Hi there. Victoria's got the news.
Yes, I do.
Paid intern Cornelius is on holiday. So today, disappointing sidekick role is fulfilled by Daisy.
Hi.
Hi, Daisy.
Hi.
Daisy normally reviews stuff for us, but she's in all day today.
I am.
Yeah, how's it going so far?
Terribly.
Right. Good. Anyway, she's with us. Welcome, Daisy.
Thanks.
It's going to be awful, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm John Holmes. You're listening to Talk Radio in the Afternoons. Now, Daisy, let me explain a thing, right? So what happens now is, this is production values.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to play a song, but it's going to link to today's big story.
Right.
Okay. And that's high-level production, basically. So it's a segue between the two things. You've got to figure out from the clues what the big story is.
Right.
Yeah?
Yep.
It's going to be there. Play along at home just for fun, not a competition. 1:15. As Talk Radio's head of music, here's how we're getting into today's big story.
Take me out tonight, where there's music and there's people and the young and the light.
So there it is. It's today's big song that links us to the big story. It is, of course, the Smiths' Light That Never Goes Out. It's playing that especially for George on Twitter. Absolutely loves that. Saying, oh, this is great. Could you play more music, please? Oh, I'm on George. We can't. We're a talk radio station. We can only play that. Just one a show. Just one song in 3 hours. It's like listening to Chris Moyle. We're figuring out the story. I think Dave's had a go. Producer Dave
I've
has
got
had
it.
A go. So you know how it works.
Yeah.
Basically, the clue. There's a clue in the song. Oh, so it's the Smiths' Light That Never Goes Out.
Yeah.
And that's that links to the big song.
Easy.
Okay, go.
Really easy. So, yeah. Smiths.
Yes.
There's that and it goes out. Smiths' lead singer, obviously, is Morrissey.
Morrissey.
Another Morrissey is Neil Morrissey, the actor and comedian.
Yeah.
He was in a show called Men Behaving Badly with Martin Clunes, remember? Who was famously the first guest on the dreadful ITV late night show, The Nightly Show.
That's right. The first week. Yeah.
And that was hosted, of course, that week by David Walliams. Who was in Little Britain with Matt Lucas. Now, Matt Lucas is, of course, a bald man.
Yes, he
Other
is.
Bald men
famously
include
so.
Richard O'Brien, remember him?
Yes.
Off of the Rocky Horror Show and also The Crystal Maze.
Correct.
Now, maize is a type of corn.
Good.
And corn is the start of the name Cornelius, which is a stupid name. And I don't know why anybody would ever call anyone Cornelius. But we do know a Cornelius, don't we?
Yes, we do.
And he likes his football. Cornelius supports a team called Charlton Athletic. Another football team beginning with C is, of course, Chelsea. And, of course, who's the captain of Chelsea?
John Terry.
And, of course, it comes to today's big story, John Terry and the Not Mum saga.
The video of his mum that's not his mum that's
exactly.
trending all over the world. That one.
You're welcome.
Okay. Well, it's not the right answer. No, what it is, it's... So, I'll talk you through it. So, the Smiths, you were there at the beginning, the lead singer of which is...
Morrissey.
What doesn't Morrissey like?
Violence.
And?
Meat.
Good. Now, and I had some leftover meat at the weekend, and I didn't want to throw it away, I thought I'd keep it, so I wrapped it in foil. And the police yesterday foiled a terror plot.
So simple.
Isn't it? I mean, it's when you know the answer, it is, isn't it?
I can't believe I didn't know you had some meat left over yesterday.
I know. So the police foiled a terror plot.
Hmm.
And that's the big story. It's on the front of all the papers, isn't it? So we are going to be talking about... I'll tell you why it's interesting, in all seriousness. Why it's interesting is that the Met Office Deputy... Met Police Deputy Commissioner... This morning, Met Office, as if.
the Met Office.
The Met Office.
The weather was nice yesterday.
The weather was nice for the foiling of the terror. But no, the Met Police Deputy Commissioner said... and he was talking about the whole intelligence aspect behind the scenes. And he said unseen work behind the scenes. But I think that's quite interesting. Because we hear about people being watched and on terrorists and all the rest of it. And I kind of want to know how that works. So we are going to be talking to somebody about that. I say we are, but that relies very heavily on Asprodcas, who is through the glass, whose job it is to get us a guest.
Mm.
So let's see what her cheerful demeanour, that's the noise her arm makes, brings. Hi, Cass.
Yeah.
Could you be so kind as to get us a guest?
Oh, yeah, you're nice to me now.
Yes.
Noel, you need something.
Noel Edmonds might be available.
I
know. Could you get us a guest, please?
All right, fine.
Right, we're going to talk to somebody about that, because it's interesting stuff. Unseen work behind the scenes. How do the police gather intelligence in that way? They were watching this foiled terror attack as well, of course, in Willesden in London and in Kent as well. Very much in the news, and the house that they raided was being watched. But how does it all work behind the scenes? How do the terrorists work? We'll find out with a guest next on Talk Radio.
Talk Radio. Intelligent, organic entertainment.
Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
John Holmes on Talk Radio with the Army.
The Army is an equal opportunities employer with over 200 roles to choose from. So whatever you end up doing, you'll get paid according to your rank, not your gender.
Find where you belong. Discover more at army.mod.uk/belong.
Say the end of the month comes rolling around, and it's been rather a quiet one on the old YouTubing front. But instead of getting to keep that lovely data that you paid for but didn't use, it just disappears. Say, that doesn't seem very fair. But say there was a new mobile company, one that rolls any unused data for you to use next month, next year, or even 3 years later. Well, say hello to Sky Mobile. Sky, believe in better.
You can redeem your data in 1 gigabyte increments. For full terms, go to sky.com/mobile.
This bank holiday at Screwfix, there are loads of great deals.
like £15 off a Mountfield self-propelled petrol lawnmower, now only £169.99. Or this Santex 10-litre masonry paint in ultra-smooth or fine textured. Two tubs for just £40. But hurry, deals end Monday. Screwfix, here when you need us.
Ann Davis?
Yeah?
Winston Wolfe, you were on your way to work when you got whacked from behind.
Yes, it was horrible.
Well, I know someone who put you out of your misery. Here they are now.
Taxi for Ann.
If you can't drive your car after an accident, Direct Line are the only insurers who will get you a taxi and recover your car. Now it's time you disappeared. We don't want to be late, do we?
Car recovery and a taxi to continue your journey after an accident. Can your car insurance do that? Comprehensive cover required. Taxi booked to one destination within the UK. Terms and conditions apply.
Just who do you think you are?
We're the Guardians of the Galaxy.
This bank holiday,
we got Drax.
So stupid.
Gamora. Rocket.
We're really going to be able to jack up our prices for two-time Galaxy Savers.
Groot. Okay.
Yondu.
And me, Star-Lord.
Who's that?
Are you kidding me?
Star Munch.
Don't miss Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 2.
Do you need a hug?
No, I do not.
You're welcome. In cinemas now.
Goldilocks and the Two Bears. The Two Musketeers. The Two Amigos. The Two Tenors. The Two Little Pigs. Somehow, it doesn't feel the same, does it? Because great things come in threes. Like the Renault Clio, Captur and Kadjar. Three great cars. 3 years 0% APR representative, 3 years free servicing. Renault Finance, over 18, subject to status. Order by 15th of May and register by 30th of June. Servicing limited to 30,000 miles. Participating dealers, T's and C's at renault.co.uk/offers.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
Well, at the moment on the M5 southbound through Bristol, it's slow between junction 19 and 20. Also through Cheshire on the M56, we've got heavy delays westbound at junction 12 with congestion back to junction 11. It's due to an earlier accident that has now been cleared, but it's added about 25 minutes onto people's journeys. The M40 southbound through Oxfordshire, one lane's closed off due to an accident between junction 7 and junction 6 with delays back to junction 8A.
The Audi A4 Sport Ultra comes with features to make life a little easier. Navigation makes it easier to find your way. Audi traffic information makes it easier to avoid congestion. And the monthly rental of $299 makes it easier to get behind the wheel. The Audi A4 Sport Ultra. Find out more at audi.co.uk/A4. Audi. Vorsprung durch Technik. 36-month contract hire with £1,794 initial rental. Business users only. Excludes VAT at 20%. Ordered by the 2nd of July 2017. 18s and over. Subject to status. T's and C's apply. Indemnities may be required. No ownership option. Audi Financial Services.
Join me, the property doctor, Martin Roberts, as I make my house calls on Talk Radio.
Hey, my friends, why don't you phone Martin Roberts?
Will my house get down in value? Will it get up in value?
Take advice, he'll be there when you need a home, Martin Roberts.
Don't panic.
Martin Roberts.
Absolutely extraordinary.
Right to buy, you'll buy the let. Minimise your mortgage debt. You won't believe the tips you'll get. Martin Roberts.
With expert guidance on all things bricks and mortar, plus a healthy dose of home improvement tips, it really is the best prescription for essential property advice on the radio. Home Rule with me, Martin Roberts, tomorrow morning from 11.
On Talk Radio, we'll get you talking.
This is completely bizarre.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
And let's talk about today's big story. Another day, another terror attack. But this one foiled, of course, by the police on the streets of Whitehall. Now, during yesterday's incident, nobody was hurt, thankfully. What we do know is that a man was arrested. He apparently had two kitchen knives in a rucksack. And now, obviously, the media are calling it a terror attack, although a potential terror attack. Although it could, of course, just as easily have been a new ITV celebrity hidden camera cooking show where chefs are on the streets preparing meals for an unsuspecting public. I mean, it sounds unlikely, but one, everyone's looking for the new Bake Off, and two, I wouldn't put anything past ITV, given they commissioned that big-headed foam thing. But anyway, yesterday's arrest and thankful prevention of anything like a repeat of a few weeks ago came, we are told, because of intelligence. Now, suspects are watched, potential attackers are on lists, in Willesden and Kent last night. Another unrelated active terror plot was foiled. Police did shoot a woman. She is in a serious but stable condition in hospital. But the house, and indeed the people in the house, were under observation. Also, a 16-year-old boy and a 20-year-old man and woman were both arrested. The result came about, said the Deputy Assistant Met Police Commissioner, because of unseen work. That is his words. It's a quote behind the scenes. But the question is, what is this unseen work? What actually happens behind the scenes in an operation like this? Now, Dr. Evan Lawrence is a lecturer in policing at the School of Forensic and Applied Sciences, University of Central Lancashire. Good afternoon, Dr. Evan.
Good afternoon.
Thank you very much for joining us. So, yeah, we are hearing a lot about intelligence gathering, and as I say, the Deputy Assistant Commissioner this morning talked about this unseen work behind the scenes that the public don't necessarily see. Mm. How does it work? To be watching a house, what's the process that they have to go through, and what is that work behind the scenes?
Well, they would certainly have to have kind of judicial authority and have reasons for watching a house. There's lots of different processes that they'll have to go through and follow, and rules and things like that of when they can watch someone and when they can't.
Yeah.
And that's all kind of for the public's protection as well, so that we don't see things, that are really kind of inappropriate. But at the same time, the security services and the police are still able to watch people who need to be watched, I suppose.
Yeah, but in terms of getting on those lists in the first, because we hear a lot about these terror lists and these watch lists, is it to do with sort of the whole controversy about checking people's messages and all, there was all that WhatsApp stuff about encryption. You know, to get on a terror list, a watch list like that, what have these people done in the past that alerts them to the authorities?
Generally, it's association. Yes, of course, some amount of it will be through Facebook and things like that. But a lot of it is running in the same circles, if you will, as known suspects already. And then from there, they'll pick up their messages and, check on this thing and have a look at them in this context. So that it all kind of focuses around communal groups, I suppose. And you find a large proportion of the people who are on these kind of lists are all running in the same kind of social circles.
I see. And in terms of, we know about this house that was raided, and we know it was under observation, but at what point do the police decide to go in? I mean, is it sort of that there's an imminent terror attack, or because they've been watching it for a while, and do they have to wait for something criminal or potentially criminal to be happening, or can they go in at any time?
Yeah, I mean, I think that's probably the most difficult question to answer in these kind of investigations is when do you actually arrest them? Because if you arrest them too early, it's not going to hold up in court because they won't have done enough actually illegal stuff to be prosecuted. If you wait too late, obviously we end up with an attack or something like that. It really depends a lot on the prosecutors and what kind of threshold and what charges they want to bring against someone. If they're looking for, wide-ranging kind of, up the chain type of things, then you're going to find that it's a longer investigation than, simply someone who has put a message out on Twitter saying, do this, and is then subsequently arrested.
I see. So in terms of the work behind the scenes, as we hear about that, I mean, it's an incredible amount that we don't get to know about. And that's the gist we got from the Deputy Commissioner this morning. It was sort of one of those things of going, look, the reason why you don't hear about this stuff is because it's going on all the time. And yesterday's the foiling of that attack on the streets of Whitehall, where, nothing happened. This guy was taken down by the police before anything could happen. Because presumably, again, and he was on a list, I think, as well. And it's interesting, how far they'll sort of stop this from happening. I think it's kind of a fascinating area. And in terms of the teams that are working behind the scenes, I mean, there are whole counter-terrorism teams doing this stuff 24 hours a day, right?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I mean, there are every every force has specialist officers within it. You know, every port, every airport, all of these kind of things have, you know, checks in place and generally have specialist officers. There's a whole kind of counterterrorism framework of people who work through GCHQ, from MI5, from MI6, from the police forces that all work in big task force across the country to really make sure that that net is as tight as it can be.
All right, interesting. All right, thank you very much, Dr. Evan Lawrence, lecturer in policing there at University of Central Lancashire, with an insight there into just kind of how this sort of backstage area, I suppose, of police worked. And it was, as I say, it was quite interesting this morning, the commissioner talking about this unseen work that goes on behind the scenes, because obviously we end up just seeing the kind of result of this work, but and how people are watched and get on those lists and what they might have done, especially, you know, given the controversy about people's data and people's messaging. Anyway, in the next bit of the programme, we will be talking Headline Hijack. We're going to be talking some showbiz, because Rhys is going to be here. He's from TalkSport. He's got no interest in or knowledge of showbiz, but he's going to be rounding it up for us. But at just after 1:30, here's Victoria with the news headlines now on Talk Radio.
Talk Radio.
In the last few minutes, a breast surgeon has been convicted of wounding 10 patients after carrying out a series of completely unnecessary operations. Ian Patterson told them they either had cancer or a risk of the disease and needed surgery. Some even had mastectomies. A man arrested on suspicion of attempting to carry out a terror attack in Westminster yesterday has been named as Mohammed Khalid Omar Ali. The 27-year-old is understood to be a British national from North London who was born overseas. An active terror plot has been foiled after police carried out an armed raid in northwest London last night. One woman was shot and four people arrested at the house in Willesden. Another was detained nearby and a sixth in Kent. Jean Fio lives nearby and saw armed officers arriving.
Yesterday was really scary, so I thought I was safe in my area, but I really don't feel safe anymore. That's really strange. I've never heard about anything bad in this street.
Anti-racism protesters have been escorted out of the official launch of UKIP's election campaign in central London. Leader Paul Nuttall then announced his party's plans, including proposals to ban full face veils in public and limit immigration. The UK economy has posted its worst performance in a year. GDP grew by a weaker than expected 0.3% in the first quarter. And a Hollywood film could now be made about a former Royal Marine who shot dead an injured Taliban fighter. Now he's out of prison. Alexander Blackman's been released after his murder conviction was downgraded because the court decided he had a mental health condition at the time. The weather dry for most today with the odd shower, some sunshine around with much lighter winds, highs of 14 degrees. There's more in 25 minutes.
There is more in 25 minutes. Oh, I should tell you, after 2 o'clock as well, we're going to be talking about the Marine A story, because that's interesting as well. And we have a former SAS operative with us.
Brilliant.
Who's going to be talking us through the pressures of, you know, what he was under when all that kind of happened. Anyway, that's coming, as is Headline Hijack, Victoria.
Yes, John.
Yes, that's right. Because at 2 o'clock, there will be the news. In the news will be a made-up news lie. We would like you to make it up and send it to Victoria, and she will then read it out as though it were real news. It's because people don't necessarily be listening to this bit because they pop out for lunch. So at 2 o'clock, they're back, put the radio on, hear the news, believe what you say. That's why we do it. It's Headline Hijack. Here's the number, 8722.
Start your message with the word talk.
At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you like.
That's right. And we'll be doing that. And showbiz, of course, from Rhys, who is a man from TalkSport with no interest in or knowledge of showbiz. It's all on the way in the next half an hour.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Election Countdown with Paul Ross on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
It's me, Paul Ross, talking a load of old ballots. In the run-up to the general election, I'm with you every Sunday from 11 till 3, so join me and we'll talk about what a week that was.
Plus, look ahead to the big stories set to hit the headlines in the coming days. From Brexit to the budget, immigration to education. Better call Paul and get your voice heard. Election Countdown with Paul Ross, this Sunday morning from 11 on your election station, Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Full coverage, of course, of the election campaign. Parliament dissolves next week. Of course it does. May the 3rd, I think. And we know the election is now on June the 8th. Talk Radio will be keeping you up to date with it all every single step of the way.
Thank you.
Headline hijack, as I mentioned. You've got about 23 minutes to get your lies to us. It's fake news. It's alternative facts. We've been doing this long before Donald Trump even made an issue of it. And we call it headline hijack. Daisy has been... Daisy's with us, by the way, if you just tuned in. Cornelius, who is normally here, is taking an ill-deserved holiday. So the role of disappointing sidekick today is fulfilled by Daisy. Hi, Daisy.
Hi.
Hi. What's been coming in?
So we've got a few coming in. So from Polly in Brixton, we've got sandwich and coffee shop chain Pret a Manger are rumoured to be developing a special limited edition general election baguette. For balance, the sandwich will contain flavours from all the major political parties and will have a non-biased taste, texture and aroma.
That's the correct thing to do as well.
It
Sorry,
is.
Who sent that?
Polly in Brixton.
Polly in Brixton. Yeah, obviously it has to be balanced. So a balanced baguette is a good idea.
Yes,
and
exactly.
A balanced diet is also a good idea.
Well, there you go. So it all ties in, doesn't it? What else, Daisy? What else have you got?
So we've got Lucy from Chester, who sent in, online retailer Amazon have announced plans to employ a fleet of specially trained rabbits to deliver products such as books and DVDs to customers living in the countryside.
See, that is a really good idea as well, isn't it? That is actually... because that would give employment to rabbits. And rabbits have had bad press this week because that great big fat one died on a plane. did you remember that?
A giant rabbit, John.
I missed my radar.
Did you not see that?
No.
Oh, my God. So, The Sun on Tuesday, this is the front page.
Okay.
And it was in, obviously, the other papers as well. But a big fat rabbit, okay. This, you know, United Airlines got in that trouble for dragging a man off a plane.
Yeah.
Right? Well, they killed a rabbit.
Right.
Yeah. So, one of the biggest rabbits ever in the world... right, this is the offspring of the biggest rabbit in the world, I think. Imagine this, Daisy, a 5-foot-long rabbit.
It's a big rabbit.
It is. It wouldn't even fit in your bedside drawer,
it's
would
bigger
it?
Bigger than you.
Yeah. But this rabbit was 3 foot long. Seriously. And it was a giant rabbit. It had been bought by a celebrity, we don't know who. And it was being transported from Britain to America.
Right.
But when it landed on a United Airlines flight, it was dead.
Oh my gosh.
I know. And I think what happened is that they overbooked the plane with giant rabbits, and then they had to ask one to leave and it wouldn't, so they dragged it off the plane.
Yep.
And made it into a stew. Anyway, that was the story. That was the story, United Airlines.
Yep.
But that's good news. The Amazon story is good. If you can employ rabbits to do that, I think that's... they've got drones now, Amazon, haven't they?
So I think edible drones.
Well, not edible drones, are they? But rabbits are a good idea. If you strapped the goods to the back of a rabbit and sort of sent it off to the countryside, I think that's fine.
It'd be really nice.
Yeah. Who doesn't like that? A little stroke of a rabbit when you get your book or whatever it is.
Yeah.
Anyway, who sent that one?
That was Lucy from Chessington.
Thank you, Lucy. If Amazon are listening, they might well go for that. So you should get your cut. Anyway, more of your headline hijacks are on the way. We'd like you to send them because the lines are open. Here's the number, 87222.
Start your message with the word
talk. Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you like.
And Reese will be along shortly. Reece. He's off of TalkSport. He's got no interest in showbiz. He doesn't know anything about it. So he'll be going through a week's worth of it next. It's Talk Radio in the afternoons. It's a Friday. I'm John Holmes.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
A new kind of talk radio. We'll get you talking.
John Holmes on Talk Radio with the Army.
The Army is an equal opportunities employer with over 200 roles to choose from. So whatever you end up doing, you'll get paid according to your rank, not your gender.
Find where you belong.
Discover more at army.mod.uk/belong.
Before you take to the pitch, before that penalty kick, before the crowd roars, be ready with Betfair. Never leave getting great value to chance. Betfair have been best odds most often on the top English league football in 2017 compared to leading bookmakers. Betfair. Win bigger.
18+ BeGambleAware.org. Data provided by TX Odds. Betfair Sportsbook prices compared against leading UK bookmakers on match odds placed between January 1st and March 30th, 2017. Full terms at betfair.com.
Now at TradePoint, get a traditional lap fence panel 1.83 by 1.8 metres for just £16.58. And our new landscaping brochure is out now with new ranges on fencing and decking. Plus everything you need to get your landscaping job done. Excludes VAT at 20%. Trade only. TradePoint!
Hey, Britain, listen up. EE gives you 4G in more places than any other UK network. That's why it's the best choice for the new Samsung Galaxy S8. Catch your favorite shows on the epic Infinity display on the go. What are you waiting for? Get it today and get a new Samsung every 12 months with EE annual upgrade. On EE, your galaxy has no boundaries. Looks like Great Britain just got a whole lot greater.
Annual upgrade dependent on eligible device and price plan. Minimum term applies. RootMetrics UK 4G comparison of four mobile networks. July to December 2016. See ee.co.uk for further details.
Have I got PPI?
Want to know if you've had PPI? Find out with our free PPI check.
The team at Stanton Fisher recently claimed back over £4,500 for me. This money was invaluable, as I'd been out of work for a little while, and it gave me some breathing space. I did very little, and I got some money back. It was awesome.
So text CHECK to 80800 for your free PPI check.
Have I got PPI.com?
That's CHECK to 80800.
Be challenged, be inspired, be adventurous, be confident, be valued, be trusted, be skilled, be supported, be respected. Belong to something bigger than you.
The Army is currently recruiting for over 200 exciting, diverse and rewarding roles. Plus, as an equal opportunities employer, you'll get paid according to your rank, not your gender.
Listen to Talk Radio all day, every day and discover a sense of belonging that will last a lifetime.
For more information, go to army.mod.uk/belong.
Find where you belong.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
The M42 northbound through Warwickshire at the moment. Two lanes are closed due to an accident. That's between junction 3A and 4. On the M5 southbound through the West Midlands, we've got delays between the M6 at junction 8 and junction 1 due to an earlier broken down vehicle. The M40 southbound through Oxfordshire is slow due to an earlier accident between junction 7 and 6. And the M60 anti-clockwise in Greater Manchester, delays there just before junction 16 due to a broken down lorry.
The Audi A4 Sport Ultra comes with features to make life a little easier. Navigation makes it easier to find your way. Audi traffic information makes it easier to avoid congestion. And the monthly rental of $299 makes it easier to get behind the wheel. The Audi A4 Sport Ultra. Find out more at audi.co.uk/A4. Audi. Vorsprung durch Technik. 36-month contract hire with £1,794 initial rental. Business users only. Excludes VAT at 20%. Ordered by the 2nd of July 2017, 18s and over. Subject to status. T's and C's apply. Indemnities may be required. No ownership option. Audi Financial Services.
Start your engines, petrol heads, and don't miss the Motor Show. It's automotive for the people on your radio.
Sports cars, pickups, 4x4s, GTI or coupe. What convertible is best to buy for a bloke who wears a toupee?
He's the motor mouth with the V8 brain. His car know-how is stunning. Listen to Revved Up Andy J and get your motor running.
The Motor Show with Andy J.
Expert car talk that doesn't use a sneaky gadget to improve emissions.
Tomorrow afternoon from 3 on Talk Radio. John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Good afternoon to you if you're just joining us. It is Talk Radio. It's Friday, of course. Well, what's in the news? Well, quite a lot, actually. Marine A has been released, of course. The murder sentence that he had was reduced to manslaughter in March. He was released last night. We know of foiled terror plots. We know of yesterday's incident in Whitehall where a man was arrested having two knives in a rucksack. Unfortunately, no one hurt, of course, during that. A raid overnight on a house that was being watched. We spoke to Dr. Ivan Lawrence about that earlier, who is an expert in policing. The ONS figures have showed economic growth has slowed to a post-EU referendum low of 0.3% in the first 3 months of 2017. What I'm getting at is that the news is quite complicated, isn't it?
I just can't get my head around
it. I know, Daisy. I know. Do you know what? You're not the only one. Everyone this week said the same.
It's weird, isn't it?
Funnily enough, they have. And the reason, of course, is that it's all very complex. But it's all right because we're here to help. And what we do is we take the news and we run it through the prism of short form oriental verse. So take the news, boil it down into a rigid syllable regime, 5-7-5, and what you end up with is the news in the form of haikus. However, Cornelius, who normally reads those out, is on holiday, as we've said. So it's fallen to our assistant producer, Cass, who is from the north. So we present the news in hulkus.
Thank you.
he did a bad thing, but at least Marine Air isn't Marine Le Pen.
The news in Holcus. And if you are affected by any of the issues in that accent, we do have trained counsellors standing by. 0344 499 1000. Friday then, and you know what that means? It means Showbiz Roundup. We look forward to this every week because it means it's Friday, and it means Reese is here, and Reese has been going through the showbiz, but from the point of view, the unique perspective of a man from TalkSport who has no interest in or knowledge of it. Hi, Reese.
Hi, mate. How you doing?
Good to see you, as always. What exciting things are afoot in the world of celebrity?
Well, I thought I'd go down a different route with the showbiz, just a nice refreshing change, and talk about Kim Kardashian.
Oh, good, because she's rarely in it.
Doesn't get a lot of coverage.
No.
I thought this was one of the people who needed a bit more of a voice in this particular
segment.
That's
true. Her bottom doesn't get a lot of coverage either, because it's always out.
It's not
covered at all.
It's actually about her bottom, and it's lack of pertness in the latest photo.
Oh, I don't know about this. Tell me.
Kim Kardashian loses 100,000 followers after what I'm describing as Nappygate.
Right.
Basically, someone's taken a picture of her bum on holiday, and it looks less than flattering than all the other photos of her bum.
So, her bum's gone on holiday?
Her bum's gone south.
It's a well-earned break from her.
Yes.
So her bottom's gone on holiday?
Yes.
Yeah. Where's it gone?
It's Mexico, I believe.
Mexico. All right, okay.
And a lot of the photos being circulated, her bum is being likened to a dirty baby's nappy or a bag of rubbish. Which is a bit harsh, in all fairness. It's not the greatest of photos, but...
I haven't seen this photo, so, and I don't want to.
No, let's be clear.
To be honest, I watched that John Terry's mum video, and I can't be doing with anything now. It's all too much.
No, absolutely.
So Kardashian... there's a suggestion is that her bottom photos may have been airbrushed at
basically
some point.
It looks as if all her other bum photos have been touched up somewhat, and she's replied in the only way she knows how, by posting a picture where her bum looks a bit better.
Right.
So rather than sort of coming out and saying, you know, I'm on holiday,
I'm just a human person.
I'm just a human
with a bottom
person
like everyone else's.
Yeah, I'm not some sort of digital photograph that all stays in place at all times. She just posted a photo where she looks slightly better.
Right.
100,000 people have been turned off by the fact that her bum isn't in the air.
An indication of how shallow this world is, don't
it's
you
the
think?
The most 27th thing I read all week.
Right.
Is that 100,000 people have gone, no, I'm not having that. No. Go on. See you later.
Just because of a bottom.
I know.
I think we should ask a woman's opinion on this. It's only right and proper. Daisy?
Yes.
Right, so have you seen this photograph?
I have.
Yeah, I mean, it just looks like a bottom, right? It's just a normal person's bottom.
Yeah, regular
There's nothing
person.
Wrong with it.
No.
So what's the... Would you unfollow someone if you didn't like their bottom? If you felt misled by a bottom, would you unfollow?
No.
No, it's shallow, isn't it? That's my point.
Also, I think most people who put stuff on Instagram are putting filters and stuff on, so you're not going to... No one looks like that walking around real life anyway.
No.
So if you think that, you're an idiot.
Yeah, so...
Absolutely.
That's fair enough.
Maybe you should put a photo of your bottom, John, on your Instagram.
Is that what you want,
Twitter,
mate?
And see how many followers you lose.
Is that what you want?
I would unfollow. Personally. I would unfollow.
Exactly. See, that's interesting.
Isn't it, though?
Just
so you're shallow as well.
Yeah.
Look at you.
Sorry.
Look at you.
I imagine
honestly, there's Daisy sitting there thinking I've got a perfect bottom, but the moment I put it online, there she's unfollowing.
Pop your arse on your Twitter and let's see what happens.
Shallow. I'll say, here's a picture of my arse, picture of Dave.
Very clever.
Hi.
Satire.
All right. What else have you got, Reese? Because that was thrilling.
Tom Hardy tackles a motorbike thief in southwest London. Basically, a couple of lads on mopeds have run a red light and crashed into, I think it was a BMW, it's a Mercedes, and one of them's been caught, but the other one's been chased by the super pretty, very good-looking Tom Hardy.
Yeah. Now, is he good-looking in photographs or in real life? Would we unfollow him?
The rumour is the whole time.
Right, that's fair enough. Yeah.
We're waiting for unflattering photos to confirm whether he's always as pretty as he is.
Right. So he's a real-life action man, is he?
Yeah, it looks that way with the spinning wrists and everything, like all action men did.
Yeah.
You could rotate their hands.
Eagle
all the way
eyes they had as well.
Yes, they did.
Back in the day, I remember that.
No bits either.
Yeah, no bits at all.
No bits
Are you
at
suggesting
all.
On national radio that Tom Hardy has no genitals? Just to be clear,
I'm not suggesting it, but I'd have a look.
Right, fine. Yeah. And then if you didn't like them, unfollow.
No, absolutely. Absolutely. I think you should put them on Instagram for all of us to see.
I think it's good that Tom Hardy tackled that in real life. Because, you know, did it go through his mind? He was sort of thinking, right, I'm the actor Tom Hardy. He's quite famous. Thinking, right, was there a moment when he just legged it after the motorbike thief?
Yeah.
Or did he think, how's this going to play?
Yeah.
Because if I come a cropper, I'm going to look like a massive idiot.
Yeah, if he trips up or
something. He's going to look like a real... Isn't he?
Yeah,
true.
But he didn't. He just went in there and it all worked out fine. Like, but imagine if you're that thief and you're just going, I'm being chased by Mad Max.
Yeah, exactly. That's probably what played a part in him being caught, because apparently they're jumping through some sort of assault course-like building site, which was described by A Witness, which is A Source's evil twin.
Yes.
Yeah, it's like an assault course. I don't know what they're building, but yeah. I've got this image of Tom Hardy running through, like, cargo nets.
So did this happen, or is this Celebrity Big Heads? You know, that foam-based head programme on TV? Because that's basically the premise of that, isn't it?
That's what it looks like.
Was it Tom Hardy, or just a foam-headed member of the public with a big foam Tom Hardy face?
This is true.
Maybe they should deploy, because I was thinking when you said that, that maybe celebrities should be sort of recruited as special police officers.
Yeah.
Because if you are, like the motorbike thief, being chased by Tom Hardy, you're going to turn around and go, that's Tom Hardy. And the moment you realise, you're going to slow up.
I'm going to be more famous if I get caught here.
Yeah. So you might as well go for, but they could recruit celebrities in order, because that's a distraction, isn't it?
Yes, definitely.
But I was thinking celebrities might not want to go for it. I mean, you know, because of age. And I mean, you know,
they were thinking of Kim Kardashian's bum, but now they've decided against it.
On its own,
it would be its own agent.
It is big. You could probably use it as a prison.
Yes.
So if people are caught by celebrities, they should be imprisoned in Kim Kardashian's anus.
Well, famously, somebody hid 8 shotguns up there, as you say.
That's right. When she got in the
when
Paris.
She got robbed, yeah.
Yeah, because it turned out the people who robbed, it was an inside job.
Yes.
But they were hiding inside her arse.
Yes, they were.
In the buttocks.
They certainly were.
And that's why it's so big. That's
absolutely.
Right. Well, I'm just, you know, if the Met is listening, we just want to help out here.
Just putting forward
the
ideas.
The Met Office.
Yeah, the Met Office, yeah. That's right. Yeah, it's just a suggestion.
I actually read this out in my travel news bulletin, this story.
Now, this is interesting. So Daisy's with us, right? And it turns out in another life, and I didn't know this about Daisy, Daisy reads the travel on Radio Jackie.
I do.
This is excellent.
I do.
Yeah. That's good. I mean, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
So have you got a travel voice?
It's just meant to be my voice, like a nice, happy, friendly voice.
Why are you reading showbiz stories out in
travel? I didn't mean to. So this incident happened in our patch.
Yeah.
And so I was reading about the delays that were going on in this area on Sunday morning.
Yeah.
And it turns out it was Tom Hardy.
Yeah. What's your travel? Give us a little bit of travel, if you would.
I can't mislead people, because then they'll think that there's travel in the area.
Well, I mean, there's often travel in the area.
I mean delays.
Have you taken a travel reporter's oath?
Yes, yes.
Very seriously.
Well, just make it up. Mislead. It's fine. No one's listening. It'd be fine. So just, you're on Radio Jackie. You've got more listeners there. It's fine. Go on, just give us a quick... Because when we have the travel here, it's usually with Jevina Adams, right? And she's got a particular way of delivering the travel, hasn't she? Hi, I'm Jimmy. Like that.
Yeah.
And she always sounds a bit miserable. I'm sure she isn't, but she just sounds a bit. So, you know, but I'm wondering what a travel. Do you have a travel voice?
I actually have a demo here, so I can read it out. This is what I had to send when I
applied.
When I applied.
Right.
Oh, okay. Good.
Go on,
this is good.
Okay. This is great. Go on.
Okay, so. Oh, this is so embarrassing. Right. It's slow on the A243 Leatherhead Road heading towards Chessington World of Adventures because of roadworks at the Malden Rushett Crossroads. And then I carry on.
Yeah. I mean, please do.
There are queues in Richmond because of an accident on Twickenham Road at the junction with Richmond Circus, and Kew Bridge has the usual delays in both directions.
Yeah.
And that's all for the moment, but if you've spotted anything I've missed, call me on. And I'm not going to give the number because the people are going to get confused.
Oh, Radio Jackie's number, we can find that.
Yeah.
I know it off by heart, but I'm not going to
it?
Yeah, all right.
Disclaimer,
I like that you were smiling through that. You sounded like chirpy travel.
Yeah. Travel with personality.
That's nice. I like that.
Yeah, definitely.
All right. Any more travel? No, fine. I'm good.
Got four minutes to fill, guys.
I'm quite excited by the whole prospect. Anyway, we'll be bringing you travel throughout the afternoon with Daisy. Daisy's travel. Reese, thank you for coming in. Enlightening us into all a world we don't care about at all. I mean, as ever. Reese, there, a man from Talksport, no interest in or knowledge of showbiz. Thank you very much. Now, headline hijack's on the way. It means there's a made-up news story, and it's going to be in the news, which is next. But we are going to need the name of the person who will be confusing the nation from out of Victoria's mouth. She's got the news. She's also got a news lie. It's going to be next. So, Daisy, who's got their story in?
Esme.
Esme. Where's Esme from, Dave?
Qatar.
She's listening in Qatar.
Yeah.
I wonder what the travel's like there.
Don't know. Got a good airline, though.
She's probably got a blocked up nose. Because, you know, Qatar.
No, I got it.
All right. By the way, the email's travel@radiojackie.com. Just found it.
Not for your headline hijacks.
No.
This is going to get very confusing.
Anyway, Esme's in Qatar. She's made up a news story. It's going to be in the news, which is next. After that, we are... Well, we're carrying on with a Friday. We've got live music on the show between 3.30 and 4 as we drag another busker in off the streets. Of course, all your reactions on the way as well. The big debate at 3. And Daisy will be going through not the travel, but the weekend's films for you in Work Experience Punditry. Talk Radio. Afternoons. I'm John Holmes.
Talk Radio, the 21st century dream team of dialogue, debate and discourse.
Talk Radio, give it some lip.
John Holmes on Talk Radio with the Army.
The Army is an equal opportunities employer with over 200 roles to choose from. So whatever you end up doing, you'll get paid according to your rank, not your gender.
Find where you belong.
Discover more at army.mod.uk/belong.
Get golfing with American Golf. Amazing offers to improve your game. Like 20% off all Adidas clothing and footwear until Thursday the 4th of May. And ask about our best value trade-in, where you can trade in your old clubs for brand new ones. Just bring in your clubs to over 100 stores nationwide for a free quotation. Don't miss American Golf's game-changing offers, in-store or online at americangolf.co.uk. Terms and conditions apply.
And now the latest traffic news. There are widespread reports of camels, yes, camels, on roads right across the region. But no hold-ups. Once those camels fill up, they keep going. Like when you fill up with BP Ultimate with active technology. It removes dirt to help your engine perform at its best, so you can keep moving. And finally, reports of more camels on the ring road. Keep moving with BP Ultimate. Green lights all the way.
Benefits achieved over time and may vary due to factors including vehicle type, condition and driving style. See bp.com/ultimate.
We've got it at Selco. Selco, it's where the trade go.
At Selco Builders Warehouse, we've got real deals on a wide range of trade quality building products. In April, we've got an 8x4 foot sheet of 18mm ply for only £19.99 ex-VAT. Now that's a real deal. See selcobw.com for even more real deals and to find your nearest branch.
We've got it at Selco. Selco, it's where the trade go.
The Sunday Times Alternative Rich List on Talk Radio. Brought to you by Skoda. Driven by something different. All next week at Drive, Sam Delaney looks ahead to the amazing stories and secrets behind the nation's other gazetteer of greatness. Where wealth is defined by more than what's in your bank account. Investigate the Sunday Times Alternative Rich List. All next week at Drive from 4 with Sam Delaney on Talk Radio. Brought to you by Skoda. Driven by something different.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
A radio star is born.
You're going to love
Talk Radio. Talk Radio.
Yes, it is. 2 o'clock exactly. I'm John Holmes. Here's Victoria with the news.
Thanks, John. Coming up, surgeon guilty of wounding, London terror plot, and Marine A, the film.
Talk Radio.
A breast surgeon has been found guilty of carrying out a series of completely unnecessary operations. Ian Patterson has been convicted of 17 counts of wounding with intent, telling healthy patients they were at risk of or had cancer. Frances Pax believed him when he said she needed a mastectomy after both her sister and mother died from the disease.
He would say there's something sinister, something doesn't look right, and we need to remove it. So you're going to be guided by what he tells you. And he'd always say, and because of your family history, this needs to be dealt with.
It's understood the terror suspect arrested near Downing Street yesterday is a British national who was born overseas. He's been named as 27-year-old Khalid Mohammed Omar Ali, who went to school in Tottenham in North London. Police say they've foiled an active terror plot after raiding a house in northwest London last night. 5 people were arrested and a woman was shot by officers after they stormed the property in Willesden. Another woman was detained in Kent. The UK economy is at its weakest since the EU referendum. Latest figures show GDP
grew by 0.3% in the first 3 months of the year, down from 0.7% in the final quarter of 2016. Talk Radio has been told a Hollywood film could now be made about a former Royal Marine who shot dead and injured Taliban fighter. Now he's out of prison. Alexander Blattman's been released after his murder conviction was downgraded because the court decided he had a mental health condition at the time. He's now gone away with his wife, Claire. His lawyer, Jonathan Goldberg, has told us there's been a lot of interest in his story.
There are publishers who want him and his wife to write a book, and indeed Hollywood wants to make a film of this. I was there myself 2 weeks ago meeting some quite important people, and the possibility is that even Kate Winslet may play her, and Tom Hardy is being spoken of to play him.
Talk Radio National Weather.
Dry for most today with the odd shower, highs of 14 degrees.
I've also got breaking news for you. We've just heard this as well. You're like this because you do the news, don't
you? Yeah.
They're making a film of the incident where Tom Hardy caught that motorbike thief.
Brilliant.
But it's going to star Tom Hardy.
Wow.
As Tom Hardy. So
wow.
That's quite exciting, isn't it?
Are you making that up?
No, it's absolutely true.
I don't believe
And also, you know, like he was in the Craze film and he played both Craze. He's also going to play the robber, the motorbike thief. Yeah. So Tom Hardy is going to play Tom Hardy and the guy who stole the motorbike. They're going to make a Hollywood film out of it because what an excellent story that is.
It would be, yeah.
Yep, there you go. So you can put that in the next news if you want.
I'm going to look into it before I take your word for it, John.
Well, that's true, though. Right. Thanks, Victoria.
Thanks, John.
Now, bonus news today, of course, is at 3:30. Victoria is contractually obliged to do the news, but the problem is it's shorter than it used to be, so she has to make the time up because she gets paid the same. It's not fair. So at 3:30,
it is fair.
It's not. Bonus.
I don't want that to change.
Bonus news happens, and today it's animal news.
Yay!
So if it's happening in the world of animals, you're going to hear about it at 3:30. That's the gist of it, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Great. So that's coming. Done the weather?
Yeah.
Have you?
Yeah.
I wasn't really listening.
I know.
Now here's Elliot with the pre-recorded sport.
Talk Radio Sports Update.
Good afternoon, I'm Elliot Cook. Arsene Wenger says if Tottenham finish above Arsenal this season in the Premier League, it won't represent a power shift in North London. Spurs will guarantee ending the season above their rivals in the table if they beat them at White Hart Lane on Sunday. The Arsenal boss says finishing above Tottenham is not the be-all and end-all.
The priority for us is to finish in top four. After that, for the pride and the continuity of our achievements, we want to fight as well to be in front of Spurs. But you cannot say that the weight of 1 year has the weight of 20.
The weigh-in's taken place ahead of the Anthony Joshua Vladimir Klitschko World Heavyweight title fight at Wembley Stadium tomorrow. Joshua was the heavier man. He holds the IBF belt, but the vacant WBA crown's also on the line. That's your sport, powered by TalkSport.
And finally, United Airlines are going to start issuing passengers with protective helmets and gum shields to be used in the event of getting forcibly removed from one of their flights. Trial plans are also being considered to hand out large gladiator-style sticks with foam ends to bat away any rogue security guards.
Thank you very much indeed, Victoria, there with the news, and Ben and Elliot. Not Ben at all, but Ben's off. Elliot with the... I wasn't listening. Elliot with the pre-recorded sport. Talk Radio in the afternoons. I'm John Lee.
Talk Radio.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Evil lurks in the hearts of men.
To some, it was a miracle. Others called it the triumph of illiteracy. Radio. It revolutionized the way people learned about their world.
Get out of the way, please.
It changed forever the way people would be entertained.
John Holmes.
John Holmes.
On Talk Radio.
For those about to talk,
we salute you.
Play Misty for me.
All right then, Talk Radio. Friday afternoon, I am John Holmes. Big debate with you at 3 o'clock. Of course, live music as well on the programme on a Friday between 3:30 and 4. We drag a busker in from the streets of London. We take them by the hand, lead them through the streets of London, and then throw them on the radio to perform for us, thereby losing them money because we've taken them away from their pitch. But anyway, it's our Friday afternoon busker sessions, of course. And don't forget our end-of-the-week quiz as well. It's a brand loyalty testing end-of-the-week quiz. And it's on the way very shortly. Talk Radio in the afternoon, then.
John Holmes.
Talk Radio.
Now, the Royal Marine, jailed for shooting dead a wounded Taliban fighter, has been released from prison. This, of course, happened last night. Sergeant Alexander Blackman received a life term in 2013 for murder. His conviction was reduced to manslaughter. He served 3 years, or more, just more than 3 years, just over 3 years of a seven-year sentence. It's a very interesting case, of course, and threw up a lot of arguments on both sides. A man was doing his job in the army, but obviously lines were crossed, but again, behind the scenes, what goes on in a soldier's mind when this kind of thing is happening? There are ethics, legalities, of course, and a man doing his job under extreme pressure. Phil Campion is a veteran of military operations in nearly every conflict-prone corner of the world, both as a soldier in the regular armed forces and as an elite operator and mercenary. He's on the phone. Hello, Phil.
Hi, buddy. You all right?
Yeah, very good. Thanks for joining us. So, it's a fascinating case, isn't it? This is why it's captured public attention, I suppose, in many ways. What we've got here is a trained soldier like yourself doing his job under very difficult circumstances, but obviously lines were crossed. And there's arguments on both sides. Where are we with this case now, as an overview, Phil?
For me personally, yes, there was a problem, there was an issue, and certain lines were crossed. But I don't think there was an in-depth enough investigation into what fully went on and to the mindsets of the soldiers at the time. We'd been under combat, or had been in combat for quite a period of time. The other thing that really struck me straight away was there was never, ever a post-mortem conducted of the body that was allegedly killed.
Right.
Now, bearing in mind that body had already been shot by two 30-cal rounds from a helicopter,
yeah,
it's very presumptuous indeed to say that Al Blackman even killed him.
Right, but
even though he says I shot him, even though he's filmed shooting him,
yeah,
you cannot say 100% and clearly, in the eyes of the law, that the bullet that came from Al Blackman's gun killed that insurgent.
Because as you say, the circumstances were that he'd been shot from a helicopter, from gun rounds from a helicopter.
Yeah. When they recovered him out of the thing, two of the guys, and I've listened to the audio and seen the videotape as much as you can.
Yeah.
Two guys are quite clearly said, "Going, no, he's finished. He's gone.
Yeah,
he's over." One of them says it's over. One says he's gone.
But in a circumstance like that,
by some people, he was dead anyway.
But if that was the case, I mean, what is the you know? I've never been in a situation like that, and I know you have. But what is what's the circumstance that could lead to, if a man is already shot, as you've just said, what point do we get to where a soldier on the ground then shoots him with a 9mm pistol? Why would that happen?
This is the bone of contention with the whole thing. Al Blackman, by his own admission, he shouldn't have done that, to be honest.
No.
And that's where he slipped up. But to the legal system to then chase him into a corner where they could accuse him of murder was wrong, because the whole facts of the case weren't laid out before him.
Yeah.
So there has been a problem. He has done something he shouldn't have done. And the reason behind that, has been now explained away to him not being the firmness of mind at the time that it happened.
That's right.
So that's fine, we can understand that.
Yeah.
But for me, there's still an issue that that without a post-mortem being carried out in the body, anybody would be done by murder at all.
And it's interesting, isn't it, as well? This is why, again, people are sort of arguing about it on both sides, is that in the theatre of war, in a conflict zone, I know laws apply, of course they do, they have to, there's the Geneva Convention, which, of course, on the tape, we can hear Sergeant Blackman saying, this is breaking the Geneva Convention, which is, again, part of the problem. But it's not a real-world scenario. We can't understand, can we, the pressures that are on people in a situation
like
that.
The rules on the battlefield, they can do incredible things to a man's mind.
Yeah.
You're basically taking somebody, putting them, however well-trained they are, you're putting them in a scenario where all normal rules that apply anywhere else in the world have just been lifted.
Yeah.
They've just been gone. Okay, so you can be shot at any time, but on the flip side of that, you may find yourself in a position where you're shooting at somebody at any time. So it's a very difficult, and if it goes on for a prolonged period of time, one could almost say that Al Blackman was in a state of mind where he just forgot where he was and finished him off.
Yeah.
If it was the case that he was alive anyway.
And if we put it down to its basic core, right, if you're in the army, if you are in the military of any kind, you're trained to kill, aren't you? That's what you're trained to do, because you are...
That's the bottom line. And admittedly, by the top brass, the Marines in question had been increasingly encouraged to be as aggressive as possible.
Yeah.
So they were actually pushing them in the boundaries of aggression to get the results from them. So,
okay.
It's been also looked at that they weren't, an assessment wasn't made in time to say should these soldiers even still be there in the first place.
Right, I mean, we haven't got anyone on, you know, to give us the opposing point of view there, so we need to be slightly careful with it. But in terms of your own experience, I mean, when you're in a situation like that, what does go through your mind if you're in a high pressure situation? Presumably, you're not thinking about ethics if it's a life and death situation, are you?
You're certainly not thinking what you're going to say to the lawyer later. That's 100%, you know, in your mind. You know, for me, it's a case of, you know, am I safe? Is everybody around me safe? Is the job done? And that's it, bust.
Yeah. But in the case
of... you know, outside of that, it's easy to look back at these cases in hindsight and say, well, he should have done this and he should have done that and he should have done the other. Because, you know, from the comfort of an office with a nice shiny leather seat and a notebook and pen in front of you, it's really easy to sort of underwrite combat.
Yeah. And is this a sort of morale problem in the military generally? Because obviously now we know this kind of thing happens, and various military personnel are now pursued for these cases that happened in conflict, and it must be destroying morale, but certainly an issue amongst the men and women on the ground.
It will be an issue, and I don't think it's an issue to the point that, you know, soldiers will be actually at the moment thinking, should I pull the trigger, shouldn't I pull the trigger?
Yeah.
Because it has been acknowledged that there was a problem. The problem arises where, you know, soldiers' confidence in a system that shouldn't falter them actually let Al go all the way into prison.
Yeah.
You know, I don't feel that, you know, I feel that he could have been legally represented slightly better in the early stages, although his legal team were marvellous in the end, you know, and got the result that was required. But in the very outset, Al shouldn't have been saying a word.
But the problem, I mean
all the facts were laid down, and like I say, I'd have been demanding an autopsy. No autopsy, no crime.
But in terms of it being filmed, though, and he did say the words, you know, this is going to break the Geneva Convention, didn't he? I'm paraphrasing there, but that's essentially what he said.
Yep.
You know, and that indicates, doesn't it, though, that he knew it was kind of against the rules, as it were.
Yeah, you could argue that, you know, a soldier that once he gets so far into combat becomes a little bit blasé about things. He could have said it a little bit tongue-in-cheek.
Yeah.
You know, there's a lot of stuff surrounding this, which I don't think is all... It probably will never come out, you know.
Yeah.
You know, but it, like, the lessons to be learned by young soldiers is, you shouldn't be filming this stuff in the first place, let alone taking it home.
Yeah, but you know? Is that... I mean, the fact that these cameras are worn now and everything else, is that part of this new legal process? This you know, everyone has to... sort of report it back, but you know, there's got to be evidence of everything, and thus
I'm going to be a little bit one-sided here, John. I'm going to say if a barrister wants to report from the battlefield, a barrister should go on the battlefield.
Right.
Okay. So yeah. I'm a little bit one-sided on it, I'm afraid. So I can't really. Yeah, I'm always going to be biased, and I'm always going to be.
Well, you've been there. That's the point, isn't it? Exactly. You know, you've done it. Yeah, exactly. And in terms of what do you make of this? Because we were just hearing this in the news. You know, it sounds like a joke, but it's not. They're going to make a Hollywood film out of it.
Mate, if Al makes a few quid out of what happened after the amount of time that he spent in Nick, and fair play to the fella as far as I'm concerned, do you know what I mean? Because, you know, he's had a hard time. His wife stood behind him like a rock.
Yeah.
She's the real hero in this, for me, to be honest. You know, she's acted exemplary, just how a military wife should do. You know, she's stood by his side. She's been awesome all the way through.
All right, listen, good to talk to you, Phil. Thanks for joining us. Retired... SAS trooper Phil Campion there, veteran of many military operations all around the world there, with kind of an insider's view on it, of course. It's a complex case, ethics, legalities and so on and so forth, but the bottom line is he's been released from prison, Al Blackman. 2013 was a conviction for murder for that, reduced to manslaughter. On a recognised mental illness at the time of the killing, that's what the court said. And, of course, in those situations, well, who would be surprised by that? But interesting to hear his version of events. Anyway, you're listening to Talk Radio. We have our end of the week quiz on the way very shortly indeed. Have you been listening all week? What kind of idiot are you? The kind of idiot who can answer three questions based on what happened from Monday to Thursday, I imagine. We'll do it next. Talk Radio in the afternoons. I'm John Holmes.
Talk Radio. Digital debate for the UK.
Pick up your phone and Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
John Holmes on Talk Radio with the Army.
The Army is an equal opportunities employer with over 200 roles to choose from. So whatever you end up doing, you'll get paid according to your rank, not your gender.
Find where you belong. Discover more at army.mod.uk/belong.
With BMW twin power turbo engines and near perfect 50-50 weight distribution, the BMW 1 Series delivers all the poise, power and precision you expect from a BMW. And now the five-door BMW 118 iM Sport is available with monthly rentals from just £239. Visit your local BMW centre. The BMW 1 Series. Pure BMW. £4,329 initial rental, 36-month hire agreement, subject to status and availability for new vehicles ordered by 30th of June and registered by 30th of September. UK-only guarantees may be required. Excess mileage and other conditions apply when you return the vehicle. BMW Finance.
This bank holiday at Screwfix, there are loads of great deals. Like a Titan 16-litre wet and dry vacuum for only £34.99. Or Ronseal 9-litre one-coat fence life, available in four colours, two tubs for just £12.89. But hurry, deals end Monday. Screwfix, here when you need us.
The biggest fight ever on British soil. 90,000 people gather to watch two men make history. It's Joshua versus Klitschko. Make it better with Betfair. Will Joshua triumph? New customers can back yes at 5-1 or get no at 10-1. That's Joshua to win. Yes, 5-1. No, 10-1. Win bigger with Betfair. New customers only. Max stake £10. All winnings paid in free bets and valid for 7 days. T's and C's apply. 18+. BeGambleAware.org.
Become a local hero like Chris. He's an electrician. He joined Local Heroes, an online service that matches customers with trusted plumbers, electricians and heating engineers.
Local Heroes send me the jobs and I take the ones that work for me. Plus, it's really easy to use and free to join.
Chris is right. There's no sign-up fee. Dodgy lights, leaky taps, no heating. There's a local hero for that, and you could be one of them. Visit localheroes.com and join hundreds of trusted tradesmen. Local Heroes, a British Gas innovation.
Here at the Perfume Shop, we're celebrating our national perfume event with 15% off everything in store and online. So what better time to find your perfect scent? Our fully trained perfume experts are ready to help you discover something new. The Perfume Shop, celebrating 25 years of scenting the high street. Terms and conditions apply, ends 1st of May. Ask in store for details.
The Sunday Times Alternative Rich List on Talk Radio. Brought to you by Skoda, driven by something different. All next week at Drive, Sam Delaney looks ahead to the amazing stories and secrets behind the nation's other gazetteer of greatness, where wealth is defined by more than what's in your bank account. Investigate the Sunday Times Alternative Rich List all next week at Drive from 4 with Sam Delaney on Talk Radio. Brought to you by Skoda, driven by something different.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
The M42 through Warwickshire at the moment. It is slow due to an earlier accident northbound between Junction 3A and Junction 4 with delays back onto the M42 to Junction 3. That's added half an hour to people's journeys. Though through the West Midlands, the M5 as well, southbound busy between the M6 Junction 8 and Junction 1 at West Bromwich due to an earlier broken down vehicle. M60 anti-clockwise at Greater Manchester. We've got queues as well there due to an earlier broken down vehicle before Junction 16 with delays back onto the M62 to Junction 19.
Can you guess which SUV won the What Car Car of the Year 2017 Best Small SUV Award? No, not them. A clue. It's created in Barcelona. Another clue? It's won over 5 other awards in the last year. That's right. It's the remarkable Seat Ateca. To celebrate the award-winning Ateca, there's now £1,000 off list price on top of all existing offers across the entire Seat range until the 15th of May. There'll be a voucher code waiting for you to download at seat.co.uk.
Subject to availability, orders between April 18 and May 15 and registered by September 30, 2017. Over 18s, retail only. One voucher per order. Excludes the all-new Ibiza 2018. T's and Z's apply.
Just when you thought it was safe to turn on your radio, the big beast of broadcasting is back.
Talk Radio has harpooned a whale. A great, big, stinking, smelly one. The voice of reason returns to Talk Radio.
Hello, I'm James Whale.
The legendary James Whale is back.
Great whale tales from the blowhole of Bologna.
The James Whale Show, tonight from 7.
100% whale, 0% blubber.
On Talk Radio, we'll get you talking.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
So good afternoon to you if you are listening. Hello, I am John Holmes and this is Talk Radio in the afternoons. Now, you know, we do this every day between 1 and 4 o'clock. It's a kind of mix of things that don't really work. But never mind, let's look back over the shoulder of the week.
Looking back. Over my shoulder.
It's our end of the week quiz, brand loyalty testing. That's the name of the game. Well, that's not the name of the game. The name of the game is the end of the week quiz, to be honest with you. But you get the gist. So. Anyway, three questions. Clips of things that have happened on the programme over the last 5 days. What were they? What happened next? Well, let's see if Katya has the answers. Hi, Katya.
Yes.
Yes. How are you?
I'm fine, and you?
Yeah, we're good, thank you. Yeah. Where are you, Katya?
In the Grantham.
Grantham? Mm-hmm. In Lincolnshire?
Yes.
Yeah, that's where Mrs. Thatcher's from.
And also the guy with the gravity.
The guy with the gravity?
Yes, he discovered the gravity.
What, Einstein? Newton?
Exactly.
Newton. Yeah, yeah. Newton discovered gravity. Mm. Well, that's exciting, isn't it? Have you discovered anything, you know, that big in Grantham?
No, I've discovered that there are not many interesting things in Grantham. Not really exciting. I shouldn't diss my own town.
No, but you have now, so... Why? What are you doing in Grantham, Katya? Because I'm guessing from your name and your accent that you're not from Grantham.
All right. Do I really have an accent? Because I was trying to conceal it.
A little bit you do, yes. Okay. Yes, I mean, so much though, so that you could be deported. Post Brexit. Where are you from, Katya?
Okay, let's start again.
So, where are you from?
I am from this isle.
Are you from this isle?
Yes.
I thought you were from Europe.
No.
Oh! Well, I apologise.
Thank you.
My producer's given me the wrong information.
Absolutely. Right. Shame on the producer.
Yeah, she doesn't know what she's doing, frankly. Anyway, Katya, we're going to play... Have you been listening to the show all week, haven't you?
Oh, yes.
Yes, of course you have. There's nothing else to do in Grantham, is there? So, what we've got are three questions. You'll get a clip of things. All you have to do is tell us what happened next. It's that simple. So, Katya in Grantham. She's from Grantham. She's native. She's gonna tell us what happened next in end of the week quiz. Here we go. Right. Okay, question number one. We're going to start on Monday, Katya. Which was my birthday? You might see one of...
Happy birthday to you.
What?
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear John. Happy birthday to you. You should only see his face.
What's happened just now?
Pure and utter disgust.
Right. Well, that happened, Katya, on Monday, of course. It was my birthday, which I didn't really like. And then that happened, so without anyone telling me about it. But anyway, what birthday gift was then presented to me by the hateful people I work with? Was it A DVD box set of television programme BJ and the Bear? And I'm going to tell you about that, because BJ and the Bear, right, is a you might not remember it, Katya, because you're not from here. It was a drama show, Saturday evenings, ITV, and it was about a trucker called BJ McKay, and his best friend was called Bear, right? Huh. But the thing is...
Sounds good, this.
Oh, it's brilliant, and I'll tell you, you're not going to believe the twist.
All right, what is it?
It was called BJ and the Bear, but amazingly, Katya, Bear wasn't Bear. It was a chimpanzee.
I can't believe someone's called BJ. I mean,
that is also an issue.
Boy, the bear is not a bear.
But the bear's not a bear, Jake David. It's a chimpanzee, but it's called bear. And that's from thence the humour arises.
Oh.
It's called Bear, it's a chimp.
That's amazing.
Anyway, was it a DVD box set of that, or was it B, a framed oil painting of Paul Ross? Or was it C, did I get a stepladder and a copy of my own book?
Yes,
see. Let's find out.
What have you done, Cass? What's
got your present.
So she has got John a step ladder, and she's got John a copy of his own book.
That voice you heard there, by the way, was Josh. He's not, and he was in being the sidekick. He was being a sidekick on Monday. So anyway, that was that. But yes. It's the right answer. It's the right answer. Katya, well done. Here's question number two. On Tuesday, we were joined by John Mann MP to discuss Sir Keir Starmer's Brexit speech. You know, Labour are just saying, well, we'll go and get a deal, we'll negotiate. But there's no, you know, how can we say that? We don't know that Labour would get any kind of deal like that, do we? Wouldn't we just be in the same position as the Tories when the negotiation opens?
Well, there's no certainty in life. Whoever's Prime Minister, whoever's in power. But, you know, no one can claim a certainty. What we do know, the German politicians, the German business people, they want to sell to us. They don't want higher costs in doing so.
But which high street retailer did John Mann MP then go on to have a very big bee in his bonnet about? Was it A, the politically correct electronics giant PC World? Was it B, the discount tracksuit emporium Sports Direct? Or was it C, the pant and toy shop Ann Summers?
Right. That's going to be completely random because I missed that episode, but I'm going to say C.
You're going to say it was the pant and toy shop Ann Summers? Let's find out what the answer was.
Well, no. What we do want is to stop people such as the very well-known Mr. Mike Ashley at Sports Direct.
Oh, yeah. Oh.
The truth is, if Sports Direct are banned from using agencies recruiting only in Poland,
yeah,
then those jobs will open up to British workers, stopping the Sports Direct of this country operating the way they have.
I wish I had a bell to ring every time he said Sports Direct. He said Sports Direct 100 million times. But anyway, it was Sports Direct. But anyway, it's fine. Question number three is this. Yesterday, we had bonus news, mineral news, with Victoria.
Scientists have discovered that soil on Mars can easily be turned into bricks, which are stronger than steel-reinforced concrete.
How have they discovered this?
In a series of experiments.
Yes.
So anyway, let me finish what I'm saying. The material is simply squeezed together under pressure to form sturdy blocks, which apparently are ideal for building shelters on the red planet's surface.
Right.
Oh yeah, you can see a picture of
here we go.
The soil on Mars on my Twitter page, Victoria
And you wonder why you don't get any extra followers.
B-O-U-R-N-E.
You're literally saying, have a look at my Twitter feed for a picture of some soil. Right, that's Victoria with her bonus news, of course. But her final story yesterday pertained, Katya, to a rude-sounding animal. But what was the animal that Victoria had in the news? Was it A chubby beaver? Was it B, a shaved mole rat? Or was it C, a massive cockerel?
I'm going with the beaver.
Right. Let's find out. You're literally saying, have a look at my Twitter feed for a picture of some soil.
Well, okay, if that doesn't tempt you in, then this will. Ooh. It's a picture of a chubby beaver which got stuck.
Don't put that on your Twitter feed. It was. It got stuck in a fence. Got stuck in a fence, Katya, can you believe it?
Yes, I've seen the pictures, yes.
Yeah, I know. Imagine having a beaver so fat it gets stuck in a fence. That's terrible news. Anyway, that's the end of the quiz, isn't it? And we're gonna say winner.
Yeah.
Katya, well done.
Well, I didn't really win, did I?
Well, so. I'm gonna say yes. I'm gonna say for you and the people of Grantham, where you're from,
and for
the notion of gravity. I'm gonna say that you're a winner in all of our eyes. You don't win anything; it's just the glory of being, you know,
on the phone.
Katya, well done.
Thank you.
Okay, it's looking back over the shoulder. It's looking over the shoulder of the winner.
Looking back over my shoulder.
It's a quiz of sorts. In the next bit of the programme, Daisy's here. Daisy will be bringing you a roundup of films for your weekend. At 3 o'clock, the big debate, of course. And we've got live music for you between 3:30 and 4 this afternoon. As it's a Friday, we drag buskers in from the streets of London and they perform for us on air. As Martin Roberts would say, it's just what we do. Tour Radio. Afternoons. Say goodbye. Victoria's got the news.
Talk Radio.
A breast surgeon has been convicted of 17 counts of wounding with intent after carrying out a series of completely unnecessary operations on healthy patients. 59-year-old Ian Patterson was found guilty of 3 counts of unlawful wounding at Nottingham Crown Court. Detective Chief Inspector Caroline Marsh from West Midlands Police says his motives are unclear.
Has he done this for financial gain, or, as some of the patients have alluded to, has he done this just because he feels like playing God? And he takes some perverse pleasure out of delivering bad news to the patients and then, you know, making them feel better again.
The terror suspect arrested near Downing Street yesterday has been named as Khalid Mohammed Omar Ali. The 27-year-old is a British national who was born overseas and went to school in Tottenham in North London. An active terror plot has been foiled after officers carried out an armed raid in northwest London last night. A woman in her 20s was shot during the operation and is under police guard. 6 people have been arrested. A murder investigation is underway after a man was found stabbed on a bus in London. The 48-year-old is believed to have got on at Brent Cross last night. He was discovered dead in Marylebone. The UK economy grew by 0.3% in the first 3 months of the year, meaning it's now at its weakest since the EU referendum. It marks a slowdown on the 0.7% expansion seen in the final quarter of last year. And Liam Gallagher's threatened to reignite a war with his brother Noel and Damon Albarn for collaborating on a new Gorillaz album. The Blur singer invited Noel to feature on one of the band's tracks. Liam's tweeted to say that they need to hang their heads in shame following the album's launch yesterday. The weather dry for most today with the odd shower. Highs are 14 degrees. There's more in around half an hour, probably.
Yeah, there is. Interesting that Liam Gallagher story, isn't it? Because it's like, you know, Noel Gallagher, obviously highly successful post-Oasis.
Yeah.
With his high-flying birds. Mm. Liam, not so much.
No.
So you get a little sour grape going on there. Maybe.
I think so.
I've got a little trivial fact for you, Victoria.
Oh, yeah. What's this?
Well, now, so the Damon Albarn, Noel Gallagher merging, the friendship, if you like.
Yes.
They're now performing on each other's music. The first time that ever happened, when they, because obviously, famously, they fell out. There was a big Blur Oasis feud, remember that, back in Britpop and stuff. There was a moment when Damon and Noel first came together and met and performed together. On stage.
Mm.
It was a huge moment. And guess who introduced it on stage?
Was it you?
Yes, it was. At the Royal Albert Hall.
Well done, John. Mm. They're now making music because you introduced them.
Yes, I think that's
and
exactly...
And it was in such a united way.
That's exactly right.
Inspired them.
Yes. Without me.
Coming together.
That one. And I remember, actually, I was standing just as it was about to happen.
Mm.
And it was Damon's birthday.
Okay.
So I got the Royal Albert Hall to sing happy birthday to Damon, which
nice.
Was nice.
Very nice.
He looked grumpy about it, but fair enough.
Yeah.
But then I was, Damon Albarn was performing some of his own tracks first, and Noel was about to go on and be the special guest, and it was a huge surprise. Mm. You had to keep it all quiet and all the rest of it. And I was standing just at the side of the stage with Noel, waiting for this to happen. And Damon's playing some of his noodly Damon music, you know, that he does, experimental, shall we say. And Paul Weller was on drums as well. It was a pretty good gig.
What?
Yeah, seriously.
This guy's got nothing to do.
Yeah, and Damon was going all sort of noodly song, and Noel was sort of staring at the stage, sort of frowning like that. And I said to Noel, I said, "This is going to be a moment, isn't it? There's a Royal Albert Hall, and you're about to do this after all the Britpop, and it's going to be incredible. You know, it's going to be amazing." And I can't
yeah,
swear,
yeah.
Obviously.
You can't say what he said.
But I said, "So you know, this is great." And he just went. Yeah, I mean, Blur were all right, but this music's...
Yeah.
It's a big swear,
John,
big swear word.
What I want to know is, where were you when they were collaborating on the music? Obviously, their friendship blossomed and you got left by the wayside.
Yeah, but, you know, I'll probably get thanked on the album or something, so probably.
Did they even know who you were?
No. Right, in the next bit, Daisy's here to review the films for the weekend. Victoria's back at 2 o'clock, 3 o'clock, with the 3 o'clock news. It's Talk Radio in the afternoon. Yeah, I know.
Mr. Jake Yap's super entertaining Sunday breakfast! Sunday mornings from 8 on Talk Radio. Introducing Mr. Jake Yap's comedic Sunday breakfast emporium. Complete with the patented self-revolving conversation and early morning mechanical masticating topical debate stimulator. The well-supplied Mr. Jake Yap's super entertaining Sunday breakfast program. Add milk, add guests, add Jake Yap. Sunday mornings from 8 on Talk Radio. John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Good afternoon. You're listening to Talk Radio. It's Friday and it's time for work experience punditry. Now, that works like this. We take our work experience and we give them proper work experience. We put the work experience actually in the workplace, not just kettles and photocopiers for them. No, actual broadcasting. Daisy's here. Hello, Daisy.
Hi.
Hi there. You're going to be doing films for us today.
I am.
All right. Let me play you some music to get us in there. Your films for the weekend. This is what we do. We round up things, music, television, geeky, gadgety stuff, hipster nonsense. Friday, though, we always do films for the weekend. And Daisy's been seeing some of them with her work experience eyes.
I have.
What have you seen so far?
Well, which one do you want?
Let's start with the cinema.
The cinema one, yeah. Okay. Saw Unlocked.
Unlocked.
Unlocked. Well,
funny you should say that, because the director of it was on the show yesterday.
Well, that's
Michael,
handy.
Michael Apted. What's Unlocked? What's Unlocked?
So it's kind of like a Bourne-style thriller.
Yep.
Which sees Noomi Rapace as a CIA agent.
Yep.
In the UK, who's asked to use her interrogation skills to get information to stop a terror plot, basically.
All right. We've got a clip, I imagine.
Yes.
Here's a clip from Unlocked.
Jim McAllister. We'd flown him in from Ramstein to interrogate a prisoner.
St. Thomas's Hospital is saying heart attack. Our own docs are en route, but...
He's dead, right?
Sir?
Are we expecting that to change between now and after lunch?
I'm asking because my wife is sitting alone at Chez Francois on her anniversary. Why was I called in?
The prisoner McAllister was supposed to unlock is a courier for Imam Yassid Khalil. The Brits have Inner Circle assets saying that he just gave a go order for an attack on an American target in the UK, and we believe the courier to be carrying it, sir.
American target.
All we have, sir.
Who's the go order for?
David Mercer.
Mercer. Trust fund jihadi of Bloomfield Hills. What is his connection with Khalil?
The Imam's his spiritual authority. Mercer won't lift a finger without Khalil's blessing.
One more thing, sir. The ordered attack, it's thought to be biological.
Send a car from my wife and flowers. And by flowers, I mean whatever it takes to keep me off the couch tonight.
Mmm. Thriller.
Tense.
Yeah. So that was John Malkovich as well, of course.
Yes.
Now, we spoke to the director about this yesterday, of course, and he was very enthusiastic about it because...
He probably would be,
that's
yeah.
his job. Yeah. What did you make of it?
It was okay.
It was okay.
I think the twists in the plot were quite... You could see them coming.
Yep.
But it's like it's a good thing to go watch if you want to go watch something. It's not like you're not going to come out hating it, but you're not also going to. I don't think it's going to be a favorite.
It's a sort of solid thriller.
Yeah.
Yeah. Is that sort of? But, I mean, Bourne. Obviously, you likened it to Bourne. I think it is a little bit like that.
Yeah.
You're absolutely right. But it's not quite as. I don't know, intense in a way as Bourne. It's got its own sort of feel about it.
Yeah. I mean, she, Noomi, is great in it.
Yeah.
And it's like a really nice, believable, strong.
Well, she's great in anything.
Yeah.
I could just watch her do whatever. She's very good and plays this very well, all the action sequences. Apparently, she got a nose broken or something or during the making of it, we were talking about yesterday, because she really went for the fighting.
Yeah.
Which comes across, I suppose,
can believe that.
As
yeah.
Well.
Yeah, yeah.
And in terms of how it's prescient, I mean, because this was a script that was written in like the early 2000s,
yeah,
and has been on the so-called Hollywood blacklist since 2008, which is their films that for some reason just aren't being made,
mm-hmm.
But are good scripts.
Yeah.
And Michael Apted, the director, sort of pulled it out of there around about 2014. But the prescience of it, given it was written so long ago,
yeah.
It's like it was yesterday.
Yeah, and in actual fact, there's a scene on a bridge in France which is quite spookily similar to what happened in Westminster
yes.
a few weeks ago.
Yeah.
So it's quite interesting that, even though it's been written for so long, like you said, it's kind of...
Yeah. So in terms of going to see it then, is it a case of you go to the cinema, it's on, it's fine?
Yeah,
it's just fine.
Yeah, it's a good watch. You'll kill some time.
We're gonna well, that's what it's for. We're sort of like listening to this. So in the next bit, we're going to be talking TV and streaming films. Is that right?
Yes.
Is that what we're doing? All right.
Yeah.
Okay, good. All right, so Daisy's with us. She's doing work experience punditry. It's film today. It's a film Friday, of course. Your films for the weekend, that is Unlocked, directed by Michael Apted. It stars Orlando Bloom and Noomi Rapace, John Malkovich, and Michael Douglas is in it as well. As you've been hearing, it's out on the 5th of May. So technically, you can go and see a preview this weekend. Because it is previewing over the weekend. Right, OK, 20 to 3, let's take traffic and also, I'm going to say travel.
Across the UK, online and on DAB. Access all radios.
Talk Radio, give it some lip.
John Holmes on Talk Radio with the Army.
The Army is an equal opportunities employer with over 200 roles to choose from. So whatever you end up doing, you'll get paid according to your rank, not your gender.
Find where you belong.
Discover more at army.mod.uk/belong.
At Argos, get great deals for your home and garden, like our rattan four-seater sofa set, half price at just £399.99. And sleep a little easier with up to half price off mattresses. Plus, get a free £10 voucher when you spend £100. Go Argos. Selected lines, conditions apply. Voucher offer ends Tuesday. Excludes voucher purchases.
Say you signed up to that beast of a 20 gig phone contract. Seemed a good idea at the time. But 6 months later, you're barely using any of it. And your contract means you're stuck paying for it month after month. Say it's not so. But say there was a new mobile company, one that gives you the freedom to change your mix of data, calls, and texts each and every month. Well, say hello to Sky Mobile. Sky, believe in better.
Minimum term of 12 months. Upgrades effective immediately. Downgrades are effective from the following month. For full terms, go to sky.com/mobile.
Check warning lights. Check climate control. Check behind back seat for lost dog toy. Check shock absorbers.
A Dassfeld Auto used Volkswagen has to pass 142 official checks. And the odd unofficial one too. Come to the Dassfeld Auto event from 13th to 30th of April at your local Volkswagen retailer, where you can get 2 years warranty, roadside assistance, MOT insurance, replacement key cover, and two services included, a 10.9% APR representative. Offers on used Volkswagens aged 3 to 16 months on Solutions Personal Contract Plan. Participating retailers. Until 30th of June. Key cover until 30th of April. 18s and over. T's and C's apply. Electric models excluded. Subject to status. Indemnities may be required. Volkswagen Financial Services.
This bank holiday at Screwfix, there are loads of great deals. Like £15 off a Mountfield self-propelled petrol lawnmower. Now only £169.99. Or a Titan 16-litre wet and dry vacuum, now only £34.99. But hurry, deals end Monday. Screwfix, here when you need us.
Become a local hero like Chris. He's an electrician. He joined Local Heroes, an online service that matches customers with trusted plumbers, electricians and heating engineers.
Local Heroes send me the jobs and I take the ones that work for me. Plus, it's really easy to use and free to join.
Chris is right. There's no sign-up fee. Dodgy lights, leaky taps, no heating. There's a local hero for that, and you could be one of them. Visit localheroes.com and join hundreds of trusted tradesmen. Local Heroes, a British Gas innovation.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
Well, the M42 at the moment, southbound between Junction 6 and Junction 5. We've got one lane closed off due to a broken down vehicle causing delays. Also, you'll find on the M42 northbound due to an earlier accident between Junction 3, 8 and 4. We still have congestion there back to Junction 3. Through Warwickshire, the M6 northbound busy between Junction 2 and 3. And the M62 eastbound in Cheshire slow there due to an accident at Junction 9.
Can you guess which SUV won the What Car Car of the Year 2017 Best Small SUV Award? No, not them. A clue? It's created in Barcelona. Another clue? It's won over five other awards in the last year. That's right, it's the remarkable Seat Ateca. To celebrate the award-winning Ateca, there's now £1,000 off list price on top of all existing offers across the entire Seat range until the 15th of May. There'll be a voucher code waiting for you to download at seat.co.uk.
Subject to availability, orders between April 18 and May 15 and registered by September 30, 2017. Over 18s, retail only, one voucher per order, excludes the all-new Ibiza 2018. T's and C's apply.
Drive with Yasmin Khan on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
I'm Yasmin Khan, and you can join me every Friday on Talk Radio from 4 p.m. with your essential one-stop guide to everything that's hot for the weekend. We'll tell you where to go and what to see.
Entertaining debate, big-name guests, and outspoken opinions.
Drive with Yasmin Khan this afternoon from 4
on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Right, yes, good afternoon, hello. And we are talking, film, of course. It's Work Experience Punditry. We'll be back with Daisy with that in a moment. However, before that, just to bring you up to date on the news, of course, you know that there was a foiled terror attack in London yesterday. A man was arrested in Whitehall, had two knives in his rucksack. There was a foiled terror plot overnight. This is police in North London and in Kent as well arresting. A woman got shot. She's serious but stable in hospital. This house they were watching was on the terror watch list. They also did these arrests of a 16-year-old boy and a 20-year-old man and a 20-year-old woman in Kent. President Trump has suggested this afternoon that a major conflict, and this is a quote, between the US and North Korea is possible. So basically that's us announcing World War III. That's more or less than it. The problem is, it's all very complicated, isn't it?
I just can't get my head around it.
I know, Daisy. I know. And you're not the only one. Many people this week have said the same. And it's all right because we're here to help. And we help by putting the news sort of through short form oriental verse. It's what the Today programme Radio 4 would have done if they'd thought of it. It's an easier... They have correspondence to explain the news, but we found that Japanese poetry works just as well, and it's cheaper. So five syllables, seven syllables, and five syllables, it's the news in haikus. However, ordinarily, it is done by paid intern Cornelius. He's on holiday. So instead, the reading of the poetry has fallen to our assistant producer, Cass, who is from the north. The news in haikus.
Vauxhall Saphira's, catch fire easily, talk about a hot rod.
The news in haikus. And once again, if you are affected by any of the issues in that accent, then do get in touch with the programme. We have trained counsellors standing by. Daisy is with us. She's a work experience pundit. We get our work experiences to actually do real world work experience in the industry they so long to be in. To be honest, it's irrelevant that Daisy's here doing this because she's already a travel reporter on Radio Jackie. So, you know, you don't even need this. Hi, Daisy.
Hi.
Good. But you're reviewing films for us.
I am, yes.
That's great.
Yes.
And we've talked about Unlocked, of course.
We have.
Where are we going next?
We've got one which is just come out on DVD.
Oh, good.
Which
right.
is Split.
Ah.
Which is one by M. Night Shyamalan.
Now, you see, you're... how are you going to say his name?
Shyamalan.
Yes.
Correct.
Because we had him on the programme. When this came out of the cinema, we were talking about it, and he was on the programme.
Mm-hmm.
And he rightly pointed out during the interview, and I glossed over the name.
Because right.
one of those names that I can't quite get. I was just going, joining us on the line now is M. Night. And he let me do it about three or four times and then just called me out on
it. You must have said a word, though.
I sort of went, M. Night, Shyamalan. Like that.
Okay.
It's more of a noise.
Yeah.
And he.
Filling the right amount of space.
And he just sort of said, in the end, he just went, look, right, you're just saying that really fast because you don't know how to say it, aren't you? I went, yes, that's right. And then he taught me how to say it. And he's right, it's Shyamalan.
Oh,
what did you say?
Shyamalan.
Shyamalan.
You can't do a lecture
Shyamalan.
And then get it wrong.
Shyamalan. Shyamalan. Anyway, he said he'd take me out for a beer and explain it to me. Still hasn't called. Anyway, but what's the film like?
It's great.
Yeah.
I loved it.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's got James McAvoy in it, and basically he's playing this guy called Kevin Wendell Crumb, who has 23 distinctly different personalities. It's called dissociative identity disorder.
Yep.
And he basically, one of his personalities kidnaps three classmates and kind of locks them up in this dungeony type area.
Yeah.
And you kind of get introduced to all his different personalities. It's really good. I loved it.
Yeah. All right. Well, here's a clip. This is Split from M. Night Shyamalan.
To whom am I speaking with now?
Dr. Fletcher. It's Barry.
It doesn't seem like Barry. Barry is an extroverted leader.
Yes, I am.
I'm going to take a professional guess. Based on the description of all 23 identities that live in Kevin's body that I've gotten from Barry, I think I'm talking to Dennis. I'm encouraged we can finally meet. And I've guessed this because you've adjusted the chocolate dish twice since you came in here, and I understand you have OCD.
I see. Now I see. That's clever. That's clever, but I'm not Dennis.
And you and Patricia have been banned from the light for quite a while now, primarily, shall we say, because of your beliefs.
Patricia and Dennis are very unstable. I'm not Dennis.
A clip from Split there, from M. Night
Shyamalan.
Yeah. James McAvoy's brilliant in it.
Yeah,
that's
really good.
That's
really
fair to
good.
Say, isn't it? And I've always liked James McAvoy as an actor anyway.
Yeah.
So, I mean, in terms of where this sits in the pantheon of M. Night Shyamalan's work, where are... I mean, because he had a bit of a... He started big, Sixth Sense, and then it didn't go so well after that.
Yeah.
After it, did it? So where does it rate, do you think?
On the rise.
Good, yeah. Back up.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think a lot of critics say that. So in terms of... I mean, obviously it's hard to talk about because we don't want to give away any spoilers and stuff, but it's... I mean, it's... Oh, it's hard, isn't it? Because I want to talk about it, but I can't.
I mean, the whole thing when she said about they've been kind of blocked from taking the light. The light is like the dominant character. So for a while, the one that she's talking to has been he's quite a nice, reasoned guy.
Yeah.
But it's starting that one of his other personalities has taken over, which is Dennis, which is the one who has kidnapped these girls.
Yeah.
But the way he switches in between the characters... is really great. Like, really, really great acting. So.
Yeah, it's amazing. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, well, it's one of those ones we can't talk about much, but the point is, it's out on DVD.
And it's good, so watch it.
All right, there we go. Right, go on, final film.
So this is on TV tomorrow.
Yes.
It's on ITV2 at 4:20 in the afternoon, and it is Flubber.
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 I've never seen Flubber.
I don't think I've seen Flubber.
Never.
Oh.
I don't think I've seen Flubber.
Childhood classic.
It's Robin Williams, isn't it?
Yeah.
Flubber.
Robin Williams. Here's a clip from Flubber.
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 Come on. Right. Let's try and describe you. You're an elastomer. Yes. You're highly viscous, but yet you can phase shift. Well, let's see. You're moldable. It's a little ticklish. Oh. You're foldable. You're gullible. Oh, right. Let's see. Oh, wait a minute. Okay. And... Oh, you're ductile. You're elastic. To see how elastic you are. Okay.
Flubber.
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 I was right. I haven't seen Flubber. what I remember of it when it was a thing.
Yeah.
He finds a.
So he's this like a crazy professor type character who has invented this new kind of elastic type thing. And he's called it Flubber because it's basically flying rubber. And the college that he works for, they're running out of money. They're going to close. So he's trying to use Flubber to get money and save the college. But the thing is, when I was younger, the whole nutty professor thing seemed quite normal. But watching it back, I was like, this guy has problems. I was trying to diagnose him with various disorders. So I think it's one of those ones where I enjoyed watching it again, but also I was a bit freaked out by the fact that as a child, that was just completely normal to me.
So the flubber.
Flubber.
What is it?
Flubber.
Flubber is flubber. Like an elastic substance, but it's kind of like got its own personality as well.
Right.
And it doesn't like bright lights. That's quite important.
Like a gremlin.
On.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's
really bouncy.
Yeah.
And
what a weird pitch for a film. When you take a step back, because you know, we all know flubber. We've heard of flubber.
Flubber.
You're flubber. But we know of it. But then when you take a step back going, well, it's about this guy.
Yeah.
And he's got to save a college, so he invents flying rubber.
Yeah.
Flubber.
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 Spotted.
Spotted.
Just a suggestion. It's talk about niche. I mean, but it is odd, isn't it? You sort of go, who sat down and went? No, so bear with me. There's a bouncy flying rubber thing.
Yeah,
yeah, and it's going to save a college. All right, who's in it? Robin Williams, fine.
He's also got a flying little robot friend called Weebo, who is in love with him.
Yeah,
and he also keeps forgetting that he's getting married. So he keeps going having weddings,
right?
But then getting distracted by his inventions. And what surprises me is that every wedding, the church is full. You'd think after a while people would just go, probably not going to bother, to be honest.
It's like a little subplot.
Yeah.
So now this is a good opportunity. I've never seen Flubber.
It's good.
Flubber.
Flubber.
And I might watch it. When's it on? 4:20?
4:20 tomorrow. All right. On ITV2.
Oh, that's pretty good, actually.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'll be in then.
All right.
So we'll watch it.
Flubber.
Flubber.
Yeah.
Flubber.
Flubber. Flubber. Right. Thank you, Daisy.
You're welcome.
Daisy's with us all afternoon.
I am. You can't get rid of me.
No. I've tried. She's with us for the whole afternoon. If you've been listening all week, we all know we have a rotating cast of disappointing sidekicks to fill Con's spot. And no one has yet been as disappointing as him. So, well done, everyone.
Thanks.
But good. Daisy, thank you. In the next bit of the programme, then, 3 o'clock, of course, big debate at 3. There will be live music on the programme. We drag a busker in off the streets on a Friday. Don't forget as well, it's Some Request Friday as well. We will take your requests for speeches and talks. A lot coming in, a lot to get through. We can't do music requests, it's not a music station. But if you want to hear a speech or a talk, because it's, you know, you'd love it, it's a banging anthem, set you up for the bank holiday weekend, get in touch, 87222.
Start your message with the word
at
talk.
Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you like.
It's coming up to 3 o'clock, that means the news. It's Talk Radio in the afternoons. I'm John Holmes.
Talk Radio.
Join the Talk Nation.
Pick up your phone and Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
John Holmes on Talk Radio with the Army.
The Army is an equal opportunities employer with over 200 roles to choose from. So whatever you end up doing, you'll get paid according to your rank, not your gender.
Find where you belong.
Discover more at army.mod.uk/belong.
Just who do you think you are?
We're the Guardians of the Galaxy.
This bank holiday,
we got Drax.
So stupid.
Gamora. Rocket.
We're really going to be able to jack up our prices for two-time Galaxy Savers.
Groot.
Okay.
Yondu.
And me, Star-Lord.
Who's that?
Are you kidding me?
Star-Munch.
Don't miss Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 2.
Do you need a hug?
No, I do not.
You're welcome.
In cinemas now.
To the McCulloch man, his McCulloch lawnmower is like the finest footballers across Europe coming together to get the job done. And the morning challenge of the tough, unruly grass facing him, that's like the local pub team. Pathetic. He'll cut them down to size long before the midday kickoff. Game over. Get your McCulloch lawnmower and other garden power tools at good DIY stores nationwide or at McCulloch.com. McCulloch. The power to get the job done.
Selling is just as easy as buying on eBay.
Oh, Liz, you're such a hoarder. There's so much stuff in this wardrobe, some have even got new tags. I mean, when was the last time you fitted into these?
Leather trousers.
Look at the heels on those.
Vintage platform shoes.
And how many of these do you need?
Designer handbags.
And what is this?
Dazzling disco jumpsuits. With millions of buyers ready and waiting, there's no better place for you to sell than eBay. The ultimate way to streamline your wardrobe shop.
At DFS, you'll find an inspiring choice of spring collection sofas. They're all handmade to order and up to half price. But selected sofas end soon. DFS.
You just want to hire a car or a van. You shouldn't need an elaborate plan. Who wants to waste their own precious time travelling for miles when you could go online? With Europcar's convenient deliver and collect, you click on the car and we do the rest. It's really that simple. We come to you, and when you're done, we pick it up too. Get a car to your door the very same same day. It's a rental revolution. It's moving your way.
Europe Car Deliver and Collect, the ultimate car hire service. Available from just £5 each way. Plus, you could win free weekend car hire from Europe Car, including £1,000 spending money. Go to talkradio.co.uk for full terms and for your chance to win. Europe Car, moving your way. Find out more at europecar.co.uk.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk.
Talk Radio.
At 3 o'clock, good afternoon. It is Talk Radio. It's Friday. I'm John Holmes. Here's Victoria with the news.
Thanks, John. Coming up, surgeon guilty of needless breast operations, terror plot foiled, and a marine biopic.
Talk Radio.
A surgeon has been convicted of 17 counts of wounding with intent after carrying out a series of unnecessary operations. Ian Patterson was also convicted of 3 counts of unlawfully wounding patients. It's claimed the 59-year-old may have carried out the procedures between 1997 and 2011 to earn extra money. He advised Francis Perks to undergo a series of operations, including a mastectomy.
I find it very hard because at the time you think you're having it for a reason. And then when you told all the operations that you had, you didn't. It's very hard to accept. To say that I hate him is an understatement.
It's been revealed the terror suspect arrested near Downing Street yesterday is a British national who was born overseas. He's been named as 27-year-old Khalid Mohammed Omar Ali, who went to school in Tottenham in North London. Police believe they've stopped an active terror plot and have arrested 6 people. One person was arrested in Kent and a 20-year-old woman was shot during the operation in London. She remains in a serious but stable condition in hospital. This man lives on the street in Willesden where the armed raid happened and his wife called him to tell him what was going on.
She said there's police are shooting across the way. And she said, oh my God, they've taken out a woman out and she's lying on the road. The police have got guns. They're outside. There's about 40 of them, she said. And they're just shooting at the windows.
England's Cancer Drugs Fund, which costs more than £1.3 billion, has been described as a waste of money. It ran between 2010 and last year to offer medicines not routinely available on the NHS. Reports found it was of little clinical benefit to patients. And Marine's lawyers told Talk Radio there's been interest from Hollywood about making a film about his life. Alexander Blattman's been released from prison after his murder conviction for shooting dead and injured Taliban fighter was downgraded to manslaughter.
Victoria.
That's all right, John.
Thanks very much indeed for the news there. Now, half an hour to go before bonus news.
Yeah.
Yeah, exciting, isn't it?
Mm.
I mean, no, but me. The reason for that, bulletins, shorter than they used to be, you see. So, Victoria has to make the time up at 3.30. We bring you bonus news. It covers animal, it covers vegetable, it covers mineral.
It does.
Today, it's animal news.
That's right.
Your favourite.
It is.
Would you like to tease us with what animals we could look forward to hearing all about?
Yes, an angry dog, which may not be that scary.
I can barely wait for it.
Oh.
Right, okay, thank you, Victoria. Do you want to do the weather?
Oh, yeah, I'm here.
All right, here we go then.
Talk Radio National Weather.
Dry for most today with the odd shower. Highs of 14 degrees.
It's really worth it, was it?
It's not really nice. I don't say that about your show.
Most people do.
Mm. Yeah, I do.
Yeah. Right, so here's now Elliot.
Elliot.
With the pre-recorded sport, which today is live from inside a game of Pac-Man.
Good afternoon, I'm Elliot Cook. Anthony Joshua's the heavier fighter ahead of tomorrow's huge world heavyweight title fight with Vladimir
Silent
Klitschko
Pac-Man.
At Wembley Stadium.
Oh. Can you stop the... Yeah.
Abort the sport.
Yeah, that didn't work. So instead, he's going to be... his pre-recorded sport is live...
Oh, press another one.
He's live from...
what have you got? Try it first before
play. I've got a building site, I've got a seaside...
Nah, more of...
I've got the Battle of Yavin from Star Wars.
Ah, yes, of that, shall we?
Here's Elliot.
Hang on, play it just in case it doesn't work.
Here's Elliot with the pre-recorded sport live from the Battle of Yavin from Star Wars.
Anthony Joshua's the heavier fighter ahead of tomorrow's huge world heavyweight title fight with Vladimir Klitschko at Wembley Stadium. Joshua weighed in at 17 stone 12 with Klitschko 10 pounds lighter. Joshua will be defending his IBF belt with the vacant WBA title also up for grabs.
I don't hate Klitschko, I don't dislike Klitschko.
There's too much interference.
It's a boxing match, I'm competitive and that's all it is.
Tottenham boss Mauricio Pochettino says he's not too worried about playing Premier League title pace setters Chelsea this weekend. Spurs take on North London rivals Arsenal late Sunday afternoon after the leaders have faced Everton. Liverpool manager Jurgen Klopp says he's delighted defender Dejan Lovren signed a new contract to the club. He is understood to have agreed a new deal until 2021. And defending champion Marcel lead over Ding Junhui after two sessions of their World Snooker Championship semi-final. That's a sport powered by TalkSport.
There it was, that's Elliot with the sport. Live from the Battle of Yavin in Star Wars. It's 3:05 now.
Talk Radio.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
And now it's time for the big debate. So, we learn today that the so-called Garden Bridge, which is a bridge over the Thames with a garden on it rather than a euphemism for the bit between... in the... Anyway, it's going to be scrapped, according to reports, because of costs. Now, ironically, nobody could bridge the funding gap for the bridge, which is currently at £70 million, and was devised by the actress Joanna Lumley as a project, which is a bit weird. I mean, how come... anyone took that seriously in the first place? Lord Mayor, I've got the lady from the Avengers and Abfab on the phone. She's got an idea for a bridge. Oh, great, OK. Tell her to be quick, though, because I've got a bloke who used to be in the Bill on the other line. He's got a plan for a tunnel. Oh, hang on, I've got another call. Let me just take this. It's TV's Russ Abbott with his design for a skyscraper. And so on and so forth. In the same vein. Now, on the line here, however, is Peter in Pinner. He's called Talk Radio. Good afternoon, Peter.
Hello, John. Nice to speak to you.
And you. It's always a pleasure, Peter. Now, yeah. I mean, not to talk to you, but it's just generally always a pleasure. Now,
You're a tease.
Yeah.
Tease.
Teasing. I said the word vein there, of course, near the end of that, and you've called in because you, well, tell us, you don't like veins. You're anti-vein.
No, look, John, we're approaching summer, strawberries, yeah. Cream, champagne,
yeah.
Wordsworth, mowed lawns. What could be more quintessentially British than
a muffin.
Wimbledon?
Oh.
The what?
A muffin.
No. Wimbledon. Now, I like Wimbledon. I like tennis.
Yes.
I like croquet. I like cricket.
Get to the point.
But most of all, I like tennis. Yeah. I'm getting to the point.
Okay.
What I don't like is young ladies. Quite often, you see them straining, don't you?
Do you?
Veins up on their necks, on their arms. It's not ladylike.
Right.
And I don't like it. So I'm very much against veins, particularly this time of year, or vens.
Right.
It's spelled vens, but it's pronounced veins.
Veins. Right. Well, look, I want to bring in Ray here because he's got the opposing point of view to you because that's how the radio works. Ray, good afternoon.
Yeah, good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Thank you for calling in. Now, you've heard Peter there. He doesn't like veins, because, especially this time of year, because they stick out of necks.
Yes.
Yeah. It's wrong. I heard you mention Wordsworth there. Well, let me just say this. Emily Dickinson said, "If I can stop one heart from breaking, I shall not live in vain."
Yeah.
Now, if he gets rid of veins, she'd have to replace it with something else. Like, if I can stop old Donald Trumpy, I'd never have to see his stumpy. That's just dumb.
Yeah, it is dumb. Yeah.
Can I come in?
Please do, Peter.
Yeah. It's funny you should mention Emily Dickinson. What I want to say about her is, she was another one of those radical feminist types, a big butch, burly, testosterone-filled Wimbledon tennis loving freaks who look like men with their veins.
Offensive, Peter, really, isn't it?
Sticking out.
Offensive.
Their foreheads.
Right.
And their necks.
Okay.
Well, I actually am. I'm quite vain myself. Yeah. I love myself.
Yeah.
You know, it's often tough love.
How often do you love yourself?
Probably sometimes, well, when I was young, like up to 30 times a day. I know you're the same, John. I've listened to your audiobook. One of the few books to have actually been ghost read as well as written by Patrick Moore.
Well, yes. Look, I want to get back on the subject a little bit here, because the veins are, of course, we know what their job is. They carry the blood around the body. Now, Peter, you're saying that you don't like in the necks. They stick out of the necks, don't they? And
yes.
Yeah, but I wonder whether you think veins, is it the fact that it's in the necks, or would you be offended by veins if we redeployed them? And I'll give you an example. Let me give you an example of that. I'll give you an example now. There's a project, of course, to take veins, because what are they but tunnels for liquid, really, aren't they?
So, right, yes.
Yes. So what if you just laid veins, took some veins out of someone, a tennis player, whoever, and laid them end to end, right, and transported water to Africa through them? Would you have a problem with them then?
No, John, I wouldn't have any problem with that at all.
Right, good.
No. I think that's a wonderful thing to do. Now, if the likes of Serena Williams, Martina Sharaconda, yeah, and Billie Jean King, yeah, if they could be persuaded to remove some of their veins,
yeah,
as you say, adjoin them in a long line out to places with arid plains.
Yeah. Mm.
I would say that the veins on arid plains would be a jolly good thing. It's the throbbing veins, yeah, on their body that I don't like. Thank you very much indeed.
Right, Ray, listen to that.
Yeah. Listen to it again, or...
No, just have it sort of as though you have heard it, yeah.
Just have heard it.
You heard it just now.
Yeah, he said it just now.
I did.
Just sort of ponder on what I said earlier.
He should have said to listen before. Yeah. Well, I just think it's...
Can you recall what I said?
I'll try. Okay, I'm just...
You recall
You're trying it? Now.
You're trying doing it?
Yeah, I'm doing
You're
it.
Trying doing it now.
Yeah.
Yeah, got it?
Okay, yeah, I've got it. Right. It was nonsense.
Oh, it's gone again. Yeah.
If you get rid of veins... Yeah, I'm here.
Yeah. Get to the point, Ray.
You lose Vanessa Feltz, okay? She just becomes a vacuous waste of space.
Yeah.
And there's no room left on the talk radio schedule.
Yeah.
Mm.
So what are you going to do with Vanessa Feltz?
Well, I mean, that is a problem, admittedly, and one that many minds finer than ours have never come up with a solution for. That's very hard to solution. But what did you make of this? It's hard to solution. What do you make of the...
Well, I'm going to ask you, what's he going to replace them with?
Well, that's what I was coming to. What are you going to replace?
Because
if you take a vein out of someone... Right? No,
like
look,
Vanessa.
Let me give you... Yes, like Vanessa. Well, look, let me give you a statistic, right? If you
laid
all the veins in a human body end-to-end, right, took them out
it
of a body...
Time,
laying veins. You've already done it to Africa.
I know, but what I'm saying is, if you did it, right, you'd be arrested as a psychopathic serial killer and sentenced to life internment. And rightly so. And Vanessa Feltz would be dead. And that's not a world we want to live in, is it?
No, of course it isn't. I call her Vanessa Feltz.
For balance, I'll have to say it is.
Right.
But it also is anyway.
Yeah.
I would like to live in that world.
What do you make of the story? I mean, these kids, they're kids. I don't even know, you've heard of kids. There's kids.
Mm, and they're full of veins.
Well, they sniff veins, don't they, now? It's like a legal heart, like spice or something. And you see them around the back of Skips, don't you? You know Skips, the packets of crisps?
Yes.
Prawn cocktail flavour, and you get kids hanging around the back of them, don't you? These crisps.
Yes.
Crisp hangers, they call them, don't they?
Yes.
And they sniff veins. And what do you make of that?
I'm all for it.
Me to ask.
Are you asking me?
I'm going to...
All talking at the same time.
Yes.
Hello?
What? Peter?
Yeah, what?
No, I'm Peter.
Yeah, could you?
Who am I?
What do you make, Ray? What do you make of the kid sniffing the veins? I mean, is that something that is
disgusting?
Yes,
absolutely disgusting.
You sound like an old fuddy-duddy.
One of them tried to prize out one of Vanessa's veins. Do you remember?
Yeah, I do.
Pulled it very tight. She spun around like a whirling dervish. Do you remember?
I do remember. It was in the news. It was in the papers.
Yeah, they tried it out like yeah, like, it did, didn't it? Really quickly. And
like
she spun around and a vein went
flying
out. Yeah, like a dog's bum, yes.
What should the volume of a vein be? I mean, just put a number on that.
Three.
You think three, Peter?
Oh, don't be so silly. I said seven. Three.
Yeah. Well,
flipping idiot.
Well, it's interesting. We get a lot of people don't know.
Sounds like a wishy-washy fascist liberal.
Yeah.
Well, seven's a very handsome number. Three is a silly number.
Well, handsome is obviously being vain, so
have you,
if anything, that proves my point.
Just want to make a point here. Just have a listen to... just have a quick listen to this, if you would. You're so vain. And that's all very well, isn't it? But if we live in your world, Peter, where you want to take the veins out of people and put them beyond use, you're going to get this. You're so and that's, I mean, do you want to live in a world where Carly Simon is edited?
No, I don't. I think I'm coming round to this.
Yeah.
But, I mean, she's singing a song about sore veins.
Yeah.
It's no wonder, you know. I mean, that's what I don't like. And they're very sore.
Where would the blood go?
Where are we going to put drugs if we can't put them in our veins?
Peter, answer that.
Where are you going to shove them?
Up your bum.
Well...
And there, we must...
up your bottom.
Leave the...
right up it. Stick the drugs at your bottom, that's what you'd
leave the debate. Thank you very much. Peter in...
Uranus.
Pinner. Peter, can you sum the debate up in one word, please?
Bottom.
Thank you. Ray?
Phelps.
Thank you. There it is. I mean, what an interesting debate, isn't it? Do we need veins? Anyway, we're full of them, aren't we? We've got them everywhere in our arms. And as Peter pointed out, they stick out of the necks, don't they, in the tennis? You know, we've got... But what if we just got rid of them? What if we just said, no, it's 2017 now, we live in post-Brexit Britain, we don't even need veins. Why do we need veins? We've got salt mines and cabbage white butterflies. Why do we need veins, for heaven's sake? What do you think, though? Do get in touch with the programme. 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you like.
I'm John Holmes. It's Talk Radio, and this is The Big Debate.
Talk Radio. Digital debate for the UK.
Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
John Holmes on Talk Radio with the Army.
The Army is an equal opportunities employer with over 200 roles to choose from. So whatever you end up doing, you'll get paid according to your rank, not your gender.
Find where you belong. Discover more at army.mod.uk/belong.
eBay has every kind of car part for everyone from beginners to the real experts.
Well, that just stopped them squeaking.
Brake pads.
And that's the engine sorted.
Motor oil.
And that's the handling taken care of.
Alloys and tyres.
And that means I've saved myself a few quid.
12-foot snooker table for the spare room. Shop eBay's unbeatable selection of car parts and accessories. The ultimate fix the car like a hero shop.
So what do you think of my six-pack, Brian?
Oh, you never could count.
These abs, they're just like a washboard. Go on, give him a dig.
Well, only if you're sure, Neil.
You won't get good odds on what happens next. But for great in-play prices on the footy, get yourself to 10bet.co.uk and score a first deposit bonus of up to £200.
Oh, those aren't my abs, Brian.
Really?
When it's time to bet, it's time to 10bet.
Minimum deposit £15. Deposit must be staked in full to qualify. Five rollovers of deposit and bonus required. Single bets and ACCAs only. Please bet responsibly.
Have I got PPI?
Want to know if you've had PPI? Find out with our free PPI check. Emmanuelle received over £2,400 on her Barclaycard.
I had already attempted to claim back PPI, but with no success, so wasn't hopeful when I first contacted Stanton Fisher. Needless to say, I was pleasantly surprised with the outcome.
So text CHECK to 80800 for your free PPI check.
Have I got PPI.com?
That's CHECK to 80800.
We've got it at Selco. Selco, it's where the trade goes.
At Selco Builders Warehouse, we've got real deals on a wide range of trade quality building products. In April, we've got 100mm treated deck boards for only 99 pence per metre. Now, that's a real deal. See selcobw.com for even more real deals and to find your nearest branch.
We've got it at Selco. Selco, it's where the trade goes.
The Sunday Times Alternative Rich List on Talk Radio. Brought to you by Skoda, driven by something different. All next week at Drive, Sam Delaney looks ahead to the amazing stories and secrets behind the nation's other gazetteer of greatness, where wealth is defined by more than what's in your bank account. Investigate the Sunday Times Alternative Rich List all next week at Drive from 4 with Sam Delaney on Talk Radio. Brought to you by Skoda. Driven by something different.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
We'll do watch out on the M6 through Warwickshire. If you're going northbound between Junction 2 and Junction 3, it is looking slow at the moment. Also through Warwickshire, the M42 northbound between Junction 3A and 4, we do have delays there. In Leeds on the A643 going southbound, it is completely blocked. It's due to an accident at the M621 there at the Elland Road, just on the roundabout. And the M1 northbound through Bedfordshire as well, closed on the exit slip road at Junction 11 due to a broken down vehicle.
Looking for a sizzling deal? This weekend at B&Q, the Altar 4-burner gas barbecue is down from £175 to just £95. That's almost half price. Hurry though, offer ends Monday. So for a great price and great advice, come to B&Q. Offer starts Friday 28th of April. Some stores excluded. See DIY.com for details.
Did your husband accidentally transfer the contents of your joint account to a Nigerian prince called Trust Me Good Man? Perhaps you bought diet pills on the internet that made you frightened to cough. Or maybe your exotic mail order bride turned out to be a Ukrainian pig farmer called Igor.
When the con is on, you need a man who's on it. Do the hustle. Listen to the Radio Hustle with scam-busting supremo Alexis Conran and get the inside track on all the latest swindles, schemes, tricks and traps the fraudsters are using to get their hands on your cash.
Get tipped off, not ripped off. The Radio Hustle with Alexis Conran, enemy of the con man.
Tomorrow afternoon from 1 on Talk Radio. John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
So, good afternoon to you. Now, of course, that was a big debate. It was about veins. Peter in Pinner wants to get rid of them. He thinks the human body doesn't even need veins anymore. Perfectly happy for the blood to be circulated in different ways, but he's saying get rid of veins, put them beyond use. Of course, veins are used to funnel blood around. Well, what if we took the veins out and made a big vein tunnel of them all the way to Africa and sent water to them? Good point, isn't it? A lot of reactions are coming in. Daisy's got one there. What have we got there, Daisy?
So we've got one from Kevin, which says, the thing with veins, John, is that they really get on my nerves.
Thank you very much, Kevin. Nat's been on as well. If I wanted to donate my veins, where would I have to go? They're totally unneeded. I don't need them. I don't even use my veins anymore. They're so pre-9/11, right now. Well, the answer to that, Nat, is if you just pull them out of the body, and I think I'm right in saying, there's vein amnesty now. Mm. You could just take your veins to to the police station and hand them in. No questions asked. That's absolutely fine. There have been some trials in Sweden, actually. I don't know whether you're aware of that. It's quite interesting. Sweden, of course, they've got the best veins in the world. I mean, the system they use with veins over there, it's a very, very good system. It's a very fast system as well. It's clean, it's affordable, of course. Elk vein, a delicacy. If you eat the veins out of a live elk in Sweden, it's a delicacy. IKEA's meatballs are made of elk veins. Did you know that?
Circular elk veins.
Yeah, that's right. Or not, in case IKEA's lawyers are listening. Anyway, do get in touch with the programme, 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
That's already on Twitter.
Start your message with some legal advice for our upcoming case against IKEA.
Thank you very much. They're not. They're made of meatballs. There's no...
They're made of meat. They're balls of meat. Meatballs made of meatballs.
They're the testicles of employees of IKEA.
That's it.
Yeah. Right.
God, we cleared that up.
Or not.
No.
It's the lawyers.
Just meat.
Anyway, it's meat.
Unless Morrissey's listening.
Yeah, in which case, no. Anyway. All right, so, fine. Weird show today, isn't it? I don't know what's happened to it. You're right, Dave.
Dave's dead.
You're right there. Dave's got a mouthful of drink, and now he can't speak.
Like a slowly deflating balloon.
He does. Just spit it out, Dave, if you need to. I mean, I wish I was vining this. Is that still a thing? No. And relax.
Fine, thanks, you're fine. All good.
That was weird. Right. Oh.
Are we on?
Yeah, still on the radio, I'm afraid, yeah. Yeah. I mean, not for long. It's all right, the boss is on holiday, he doesn't know. Right, so, anyway, in the next bit of the programme, very short...
Vine?
Is that a thing still?
I might pop this on Bebo.
I've got to put it, upload it to MySpace. Anyway, it's some request Friday. And that means, of course, you can request speeches and talks. Now, that's absolutely fine. We can't do music requests because we're not a music station. Let me be very clear. Radio 2 can. Mm. Radio 2 can definitely do that because they do all Request Friday with Simon Mayer. But we can do speeches and talks. We will take your speeches and talk requests and play them for you on the radio. That's what we do on a Friday. This has come in. Hi, everyone, at the UK's 39th favourite radio station. Hi to everyone there, except Dave. Long-time listener, first-time texter.
How rude.
I would love to hear, John, former New Zealand Prime Minister John Key's valedictory speech while I rev myself up for the 3-day weekend. Now, last time I heard this, John was in Ibiza in 99. It went off and I lost a shoe. Brackets. And my dignity. Close brackets. That night. Many thanks. That's from Melanie in Chisholm. Now, Melanie, for you, of course, anything. Not anything. Just your speech request. John Key's valedictory speech is the New Zealand Prime Minister on Some Request Friday.
I'd hate to think how many three-way handshake selfies I've done, but they sure made O-Week go quickly. The ASEAN summit features a rather odd cross-handed handshake known as the ASEAN way. I remember on one occasion, after a photo in front of the world's media, the then Philippines leader, President Aquino, leaning over to me and saying, John, if that's the ASEAN way, I'd hate to see what the other way looks like. I felt like replying, ring Richie McCaw. Getting to go to some of the most iconic places in the world as Prime Minister has left memories I'll never forget. And getting to share them with Bronagh, Steffi and Max made them even more special. From Balmoral to Chequers, we saw it all. I never forget taking the kids when they were quite young to China. The last time I'd been there was as a businessman, so when I went back as Prime Minister, I asked if over the weekend I might go to a couple of places to allow the kids to see some of the most famous sites like Tiananmen Square and the Great Wall. Our Chinese hosts kindly agreed. As we were approaching both sites, I said to Max, best to stay close or maybe even hold my hand, because there'll be more people around you than you've ever seen in your entire life.
There we go. That was, of course, the speech of John Key, valedictory speech. We play that for Melanie in Chisholm this afternoon. And we do it because it's Some Request Friday. Now, regular listeners will know that another reason to text us is if you absolutely despise the show and or me. And we do that, we invite you to do so, because we accept that the haters are going to hate. That's right. Now, ordinarily, of course, if a radio show gets tweeted or texts with trolling, with abuse and sort of hate speech and just vile material, they'd probably block the person or report it or maybe even contact the social media like Twitter and say, can you stop this person? They're really horrible. No, we embrace it. We encourage it. And what we do, rather than block it, is we give all of it to our paid intern, Con, who ordinarily on a Friday reads out a week's worth of hate from the lift in the building as it goes downwards through the building. It's a feature we call Con Descendant. However, he's on holiday. So that task falls to our assistant producer, Cass, who's taken the hate, gone to the lift with it, but she's reading it out as the lift travels upwards through the building in a feature we're calling Cassending. That's right. And she should be at the lift now. Hi, Cass, are you at the lift?
Yes, I'm by the lift.
All right.
I'm now in the lift.
In the lift.
I'm now pressing the buttons in the lift.
In the lift.
So, you're probably going to wonder what this is.
Yep. Oh, yeah, there's a radio station in the lift.
Do you wonder what that is?
Yeah, what is it?
That's Fun Kids UK, just for you.
Sounds rubbish.
Right, this programme is the worst thing I've ever heard. It makes me want to eat my radio just to make the noises stop. That came in from Eric, thanks. John Holmes' 1 to 4 in the afternoon show on Talk Radio is so bad I would rather listen to Paul Ross on Catch Up instead. That was from Phil on Twitter. What the hell is this? Why have you played that remix of Boris Johnson saying mugwumps? It's literally just that for 2 minutes. Why have you done that? Somebody that's very confused. Cass is the best part of this shirt, and she's not even that good. Thanks. Oh, here's a song for you, John.
Ooh. Don't like spiders. I don't like spiders.
I don't like this shirt at all. I'm turning off my radio right now. That came in from Carly. John Holm sounds like he's trying too hard. Has he ever been on the radio before? Sometimes it doesn't sound like he knows what he's doing. That's right, Terry. That came in on text. John, I heard it's your birthday. I'm really happy to hear you're another year closer to your death.
Right.
No, that wasn't from me. Oh. It was on Twitter. And finally, all of these sidekicks have been awful this week. To be fair, it's really awful when Colin's the sidekick. All right, back to you.
Thank you very much. That's Cass in the lift, of course, because the haters gonna hate. Now, if you hate me personally or the show or anyone who works on it, then don't be backwards in coming forward. Get on the social media or the text. You can hate me on 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
That's already on Twitter.
Start your message with loads of hate.
Yeah, loads of hate. And you could feature in next week's hate-filled fest from the lift. It's condescending, or cassending, as that one was. Right, the next half an hour, live music, of course. We will be bringing you live music from our sister station, Virgin Radio's Session Studio, which is downstairs, which means that very shortly, if I'm going to run downstairs and present the rest of the show from there, which I'm going to attempt to do. 3:30 now. Victoria's got the news next.
Talk Radio.
A breast surgeon has been found guilty of carrying out unnecessary operations on patients he'd wrongly told had cancer. Ian Patterson has been convicted of 17 counts of wounding with intent and 3 counts of unlawful wounding. The 59-year-old carried out the procedures in the West Midlands between 1997 and 2011. Patricia Welch was one of his victims.
You sort of look at yourself in the mirror and you think, every morning, you think, well, all this was necessary, because it stopped me from having cancer, so it's all necessary. And then when you next look at yourself and you know that none of it was necessary.
The man arrested in an anti-terror operation near Downing Street yesterday is a British national who went to school in Tottenham. 27-year-old Khalid Mohammed Omar Ali was carrying several knives in his rucksack at the time. An active terror plot has been foiled after police carried out an armed raid in northwest London last night. One woman was shot and 4 people arrested at the house in Willesden. Another was detained nearby and a 6th in Kent. The government insists UK economy is in a solid position as figures show a slowdown in growth. GDP grew by a weaker than expected 0.3% in the 3 months to March. NatWest says there are problems with its mobile banking app. Customers have complained they haven't been able to transfer money in what's payday for lots of people. And Maria Sharapova is through to the semi-finals of the Stuttgart Open tennis, her first tournament since the end of her 15-month doping ban. The Russians beat an Annette Kontaveit in straight sets. The weather: clear spells and patchy frost tonight with lows of 5 degrees. Tomorrow's going to be mostly dry and bright with the best of the sunshine in the south. The odd shower is possible in the west with highs of 15. There's more in half an hour.
There's more now.
Oh, yes.
It's time for bonus news, and because her bulletins are small, we have to artificially inflate them by bringing you bonus news at 3:30. Victoria gets paid the same money, even though her bulletins are smaller. So, bonus news. Animal, vegetable, mineral. Today, it's...
From aardvarks to zebras, this is Animal News.
So, in an ongoing story which we've all had a lot of interest in the last week, the United Airlines dead rabbit, giant rabbit saga is set to rumble on.
Is it going to be turned into a film starring Tom Hardy?
Well...
like the story of Marine A?
I mean, that wasn't the angle I was going for in this bulletin, but it could happen. Who knows?
Yep.
So anyway, the firm has denied that Simon died on the flight from London to Chicago.
Denied?
Yeah, so a spokesperson has told the New York Daily News that the 10-month-old bunny died in a pet holding facility after the flight. So he was alive on the flight.
Oh.
But it was after he died, apparently. That's what they're saying. And we still don't know his cause of death, so it's a bit of a mystery.
Oh.
But that's what United Airlines are saying.
I see.
There's a picture of a giant rabbit.
Is it dead?
No, a living giant rabbit, oh, which nice. Isn't Simon, but is one of the ones from the same breeder on my Twitter page, Victoria_Bourne. Spelled B-O-U-R-N-E.
It might have been something to do. Just, I mean, I'm not a medical expert. I'm not a vet.
We know that.
But it might be something to do with the in-flight food that they serve to rabbits. Because they, you know what rabbits eat on flight? They serve them toasties, don't they?
They serve them toasties?
Yes, but the problem is that...
That can't be appropriate.
No, but you can have a choice of cheese or ham, right? And tuna as a toast.
Surely they should just have salad.
Or carrot cake.
Yeah. But no, it's toast. No, it's toast. So the rabbits get served toasties, and they have a choice of cheese, ham, or tuna. And if the problem comes, if you just feed a rabbit, say, one toastie, like just cheese, it's fine. But if you mix them up, that's when they die. Because there's a problem with mixing the toasties.
Oh, my God. That was tedious.
It took so long, didn't it?
That's almost as bad as Con's flibber-dabber-dee joke.
Now you're going to have to go back and explain what that is, people listening.
No.
Okay.
A postman has refused to deliver to a house because he's scared of their chihuahua. Sarah Martin claims that he tried to kick the pet, who's only 7 inches high and is actually called Tiny.
All right. Nothing wrong with that.
She's been moaning that she didn't have any post at her house in Northamptonshire for 9 days. Royal Mail has now apologised for the inconvenience and has resumed deliveries. And if you want to see a picture of Tiny...
Have you put a picture of your chihuahua on the...
It's not my chihuahua. Okay. I don't own a chihuahua.
All right.
This is Tiny the chihuahua, who belongs to Sarah Martin.
Yeah.
And it's an action shot.
The music ran out. Hang on.
And in the picture, you can see the chihuahua mid-air jumping for a letter.
A jumping chihuahua?
A jumping chihuahua. Tiny the jumping chihuahua. So, yeah.
So, hang on. There's a post person is frightened of a chihuahua.
Yeah.
But they're not the stereotypical vicious dog,
no.
are they?
No. I mean, they're vicious. Yappy. They're yappy a lot of the time. Although, when we had a little chihuahua in here that one time, he was lovely and just quivered a lot.
Oh, there's nothing lovelier than a quivering chihuahua in my experience.
Yes, John. And you can see the picture of the jumping chihuahua on my Twitter page, Victoria_Bourne, spelled B-O-U-R-N-E.
Yeah.
And finally, are black foxes breeding in Britain?
No. End of that. Oh, are they? Black foxes?
Black foxes,
is that
John.
A thing?
Yeah.
That's diversity in action, isn't
I
it?
Know.
Lenny Henry's going to love that.
So there have been 4 sightings in Halifax in West Yorkshire this year, including 2 on Wednesday. So do you want to know how...
I want to know everything.
Okay, so the black foxes get their unusual colouring
from
a super rare melanin genetic defect. Well, it is unusual because most foxes are red or ginger.
Yeah. Hello.
That's a defect. That's a defect, isn't it, Dave?
No, John is a genetic advantage.
All right, no, this is genuinely interesting. Go on.
So, both parents have to carry the rarer recessive melanic gene that causes a black coat. But even then, there's only a 1 in 4 chance of having a cub with a dark coat.
Wow.
So the only
I didn't know that was a thing.
Yeah.
See, we are learning.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And if you want to see a picture of a black fox, there's one on my Twitter page. Victoria_Bourne, spelled B-O-U-R-N-E.
Yeah.
That's it.
Is that the end of the animal news?
Yep.
It was animal news.
Animal news.
Animal.
Animal news.
It was animal.
Animal news.
Yes. Animal news.
Animal new. Animal news.
Great. Right, okay. Stop it. In the next bit of the programme, I will... Well, now, during the traffic and travel, which is coming next, I have to run from this studio downstairs to our session studio, which we've stolen from Virgin Radio, our sister station, where our busker is going to be performing live music for us. A couple of tracks before 4 o'clock to take us into the bank holiday weekend. You're listening to Talk Radio. I'm John Holmes.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
John Holmes on Talk Radio with the Army.
The Army is an equal opportunities employer with over 200 roles to choose from. So whatever you end up doing, you'll get paid according to your rank, not your gender.
Find where you belong. Discover more at army.mod.uk/belong.
Get golfing with American Golf. amazing offers to improve your game. Like 20% off all Adidas clothing and footwear until Thursday the 4th of May. And ask about our best value trade-in, where you can trade in your old clubs for brand new ones. Just bring in your clubs to over 100 stores nationwide for a free quotation. Don't miss American Golf's game-changing offers, in-store or online, at americangolf.co.uk. Terms and conditions apply.
When was the last time you saw the cost of filling your car come down? Well, it just has at your local Vauxhall retailer. On top of our other great offers, Vauxhall are giving away £500 of free fuel with a new car or van at their sales event between the 28th of April and the 7th of May. Just go to your local Vauxhall retailer or search Vauxhall sales event. Simple. On selected models across the range, registered by the 31st of May. At participating retailers from the 28th of April to the 7th of May. £500 on a prepaid debit card. Full T's and C's apply. See vauxhall.co.uk/sales event.
Before you take to the pitch, before that penalty kick, before the crowd roars, be ready with Betfair. Never leave getting great value to chance. Betfair have been best odds most often on the top English league football in 2017 compared to leading bookmakers. Betfair. Win bigger.
18+ BeGambleAware.org. Data provided by TX Odds. Betfair Sportsbook prices compared against leading UK bookmakers on match odds placed between January 1st and March 30th, 2017. Full terms at betfair.com.
Hey Britain, listen up. EE gives you 4G in more places than any other UK network. That's why it's the best choice for the new Samsung Galaxy S8. Catch your favorite shows on the epic Infinity display on the go. What are you waiting for? Get it today and get a new Samsung every 12 months with EE annual upgrade. On EE, your galaxy has no boundaries. Looks like Great Britain just got a whole lot greater.
Annual upgrade dependent on eligible device and price plan. Minimum term applies. RootMetrics UK 4G comparison of four mobile networks. July to December 2016. See ee.co.uk for further details.
This bank holiday at Screwfix, there are loads of great deals. Like £15 off a Mountfield self-propelled petrol lawnmower, now only £169.99. Or this Santex 10-litre masonry paint, in ultra-smooth or fine textured. Two tubs for just £40. But hurry, deals end Monday. Screwfix, here when you need us.
Be challenged, be inspired, be adventurous, be confident, be valued, be trusted, be skilled, be supported, be respected. Belong to something bigger than you.
The Army is currently recruiting for over 200 exciting, diverse and rewarding roles. Plus, as an equal opportunities employer, you'll get paid according to your rank, not your gender.
Listen to Talk Radio all day, every day and discover a sense of belonging that will last a lifetime.
For more information, go to army.mod.uk/belong.
Find where you belong.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
Well, around Greater Manchester, the M60 clockwise, one lane is blocked in heavy traffic due to a multi-vehicle accident just near Junction 10 through the roadworks. M54 eastbound as well, got a broken down vehicle between Junction 4 and 3. The M6 northbound between Junction 2 and 3, that's also looking slow. And through Warwickshire, the M42 northbound between 3A and 4 still have delays. You'll find the M1 northbound through Bedfordshire, we've got a lane closed on the exit slip road at Junction 11 due to a broken down vehicle.
Looking for a sizzling deal? This weekend at B&Q, the Altar 4-burner gas barbecue is down from £175 to just £95. That's almost half price. Hurry though, offer ends Monday. So for a great price and great advice, come to B&Q. Offer starts Friday 28th of April. Some stores excluded. See theRY.com for details.
Join me, the property doctor, Martin Roberts, as I make my house calls on Talk Radio.
Student house or country pub, Martin Roberts.
It is, of course, a listed building.
Penthouse flat with urban star, Martin Roberts.
Massive damp patch on the ceiling.
Martin Roberts.
What do you mean I was supposed to put a washer in there?
He's a man with expertise when it comes to properties. Before you get the keys, call Martin Roberts.
With expert guidance on all things bricks and mortar, plus a healthy dose of home improvement tips, it really is the best prescription for essential property advice on the radio. Home Rule with me, Martin Roberts, tomorrow morning from 11.
On Talk Radio, we'll get you talking.
It's just what we do.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Good afternoon. You are listening to Talk Radio. I am John Holmes. It's just come at 4:15 now. It's Friday, of course, bank holiday weekend. On a Friday, if you're a regular listener, you will know that what we do is we go outside and grab a busker. We drag some. We take them by the hand and lead them through the streets of London. And we put them in what is now our session studio. That's right. James. Hello, James.
Hi, how you doing?
Sneeze, James. Just had a sneeze there.
Never sneeze.
Thanks. That's right. Where that came from.
You're right. You better know.
I think I've come down. What I've done is I've come down to the session studio, which is Virgin Radio's, right? And because they have loads of bands in, I think there's just loads of drugs in the air.
Yeah.
So I think you know they have all the cool. You know, You, Me at Six. I'm not saying they do drugs. I wouldn't say that.
Don't name bands.
Not if their lawyers are listening.
Oh, gosh.
All bands.
I'm only a folk musician. Yeah, you know, I'm a naive folk musician.
But that's what I think it is. Anyway, apologies for sneezing. James, thank you for coming in.
Thanks a lot. I appreciate it.
Tell us a bit about you.
Well, I'm a full-time musician, and I've just spent 2 years in Nashville recording an album. And I'm just back in the UK to release it, basically.
Amazing.
But I'm actually from London, so yeah. It's nice to be home.
Yeah. Now, 2 years.
It's been 2 years, yeah. It was a long time.
That's a long time to record now, isn't it? You lazy man.
I know, right. Yeah, yeah.
You lived out there for 2 years?
I lived out there for 2 years. I was mainly just working low-paid jobs. I was a cycle courier. I was worked in a hotel. I was a bouncer at one point, world's worst bouncer.
A bouncer in Nashville?
Yeah, it was weird. But made an album at the end of it, which was what I'd hoped to do when I went out there, so it was good.
But Nashville, obviously, home of, you know, huge musical heritage, but was it really, that's where you had to do it?
Yeah, well, it had this appeal as a kind of songwriting mecca, so I just decided I'd...
And did you write all the material out there as well?
I wrote most of the material out there, yeah. Okay. There's one old song on the new album, but yeah.
Amazing. All right, well, look, let's hear the first song. What's it called?
This is called Hammer Falling.
There we go.
I've got a pretty little songbird. She only ever sings for me. Seen her outside my window, just sitting in the apple tree. I took a wander to the river, now down to the river that's deep and wide. Saw all the fish in the swimming, Lord, made me want to jump inside it. I've been walking in the city, walking on the bridges. I looked on down into the river, jump to the water. Down beneath the surface, you gotta wanna survive. I've heard a sound this morning, sound like a hammer falling. Yes, indeed. I've got a pretty little songbird. She only ever sings for me. Seen her outside my window, just sitting in the apple tree. Come now, lady with the long hair, won't you come step so lightly? All along my way to the church, yeah, I hope I like the Lord won't smite me. No, I've been walking in the city, walking on the bridges. I looked on down into the river, jump to the border. Down beneath the surface, you gotta wanna survive. I've heard a sound this morning, sound like a hammer falling, like a hammer falling, Lord. Early in the morning, like a hammer falling down. Oh, will you set me free, Lord? When will he set me free? When will he set me free? When he gonna set me free? When he gonna set me free, Lord, Lord? One more time again. I've been walking in the city, walking on the bridges. I looked on down into the river, jump into the water. Down beneath the surface, you gotta wanna survive. I've heard a sound this morning, early in the morning. Heard a sound this morning, tape at the morning. Heard a sound this morning, sound like a hammer falling, Lord. Like a hammer falling,
That was a bit of an improvised ending, actually.
Well, I liked
Yeah. But there you go. It's radio, so it's live, I guess.
It is live, yeah. But it's all right because no one's listening. That was amazing.
Thank you.
So that's on the new album.
It will be. It's actually on an old one, but
That's the old one. That's the old one.
It might make an appearance. We're not sure yet. Right. Actually,
well, it's a good song.
Oh, thank you.
Album name.
We don't know yet.
Oh, you don't know yet.
But we know what the first single is going to be called.
Go on.
Lightning Strikes. That comes out in October. Right.
Okay.
And there's one after that called Lay Me Down, and another one after that called New York Minute.
Yeah. Okay. So in terms of that length of time recording, then, I mean, was it a natural sort of? Were you just sort of there till it was finished, or did you set yourself a time frame?
Well, it was kind of like I just sort of got there and didn't really know anyone. I was this little English man riding around Nashville on my bicycle.
Yeah.
I met one guy and we started making a record, and that didn't work out. So we canned it. It ended up sounding just a bit commercial, really. And so the next time, I actually tried to make it three times, and it was kind of like third time's a charm, and we finally got it in the bag with the last one. But it was most of that time I was just trying to sort of get established and, you know, sort of...
So you're gigging all the time. And
gigging, getting to know people, doing all that kind of stuff. Right. And occasionally I came back to the UK a couple of times to tour, but apart from that...
Okay.
Yeah.
And where would we find you online before we hear the next song?
JamesRileyMusic.com.
There you go, James Riley. Right, track number two.
All right. This involves a little bit of a retune.
You carry on. This isn't the song, it's just retuning. I just wanted to know.
I like it.
Yeah. It's a hit. It's got a hit written all over it.
Sometimes it's
Yasmin Khan, by the way, while James is tuning, with you from 4 on Talk Radio with Drive this afternoon. It's Friday, so Yasmin's in, of course. It's because Sam Delaney is a lazy man.
Sam Delaney?
That's what we call him in the office. That's good.
All right, this song is called Lay Me Down.
No greater power singer and the strummer has beneath his hand, and now no greater fortune do I owe. Cometh the hour of the ringer and the runner and the faith machines, but I put no faith in those who know. Lay me down, I wanna listen to that earthly sound. Lay me down, oh lay me down. Lay me down, I wanna listen to that earthly sound. And now lay me down, oh lay me down, just lay me down. Quietly marching all the armies at the dawning of the things to come, and now swept along within the tide. Something is starting, but you'll never know the meaning till you hear the sound of those footsteps that follow in your stride. Lay me down, I wanna listen to that earthly sound. Lay me down, oh lay me down. Lay me down, I wanna listen to that earthly sound. Lay me down, oh lay me down. Just lay me down. Not a whisper, not a warning, not a grain of sand, and no seeds are sown beneath the ground. Across every nation, till the morning and the dawning and the daylight comes, and the day they all come tumbling down. To all the drinkers and the thinkers and the ones that know, all the fire starters and the bomb arrows, all the big wheels in the motorcade, teachers and the preachers and the renegades, jugglers and the smugglers and the Philistines, born in a bordello or a beauty queen, jailers and the whalers and the CIA, one who never knew it any other way,
One who makes the fun is to forsake the sun. One who gets his loving from a loaded gun. One who has a hunger for a tongue of flame. One among a million other souls to claim. Time will say you're never gonna know the truth, but I'll strum that tongue and nail and tooth. And I'll keep walking till I need no proof. For there's peace beneath the ground. Just lay me down, lay me down. I wanna listen to that earthly sound. And now lay me down, oh lay me down. Lay me down, I wanna listen to that earthly sound. And now lay me down, oh lay me down. Lay me down, I wanna listen to that earthly sound. Lay me down, oh lay me down. Lay me down, oh, oh, lay me down. For there's peace beneath the ground, so lay me down.
Well, you know how to write a song, don't you?
Thank you.
It's excellent stuff. All right, James Riley Music.
.com.
.com is where we find you. Listen, thanks so much for coming in.
Thanks for having me. Appreciate
excellent,
it.
Excellent stuff. And we want a copy of the album when it eventually surfaces.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right, good stuff. Right, this is Talk Radio in the afternoon. Jasmine Khan is with you next. I don't know because I'm down here. In the session studio, but Jasmine Khan is probably upstairs in the Talk Radio studio.
She is.
Hi there, Jasmine.
Hi, John. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you. You?
Very well. Busy good afternoon.
Yes, what have you got coming up?
So we're going to open the show with, there's no other way to say this, it's a hideous story of a breast surgeon who's been convicted of intentionally wounding patients in what's called completely unnecessary operations. 59-year-old Ian Patterson has been found guilty of 17 counts of wounding with intent. We're going to be talking to a lawyer. We're going to be talking to a woman who was operated on by Ian Patterson. And it's a story that's broken this afternoon. He hasn't yet been sentenced, but he has been found guilty. So we'll be talking about that.
Yeah, it's a horrific story. Yeah,
yeah, it is horrific. It's just reading the details of it are quite horrendous. Also, this afternoon on Drive, we're going to be talking about disability and sex at 5 o'clock. We're going to be talking to someone who runs a trust to help disabled men and women find safe and trained sexual services. It's something, as ever, because we're not good as a country about talking about these things, that is taboo, and it really shouldn't be. So we'll be sort of talking more about that, finding out the legalities around it. So that's coming up at 5. And I will say that at 6 o'clock, as well as music review and looking at why M&S are going into the online food delivery thing so late compared to all the other supermarkets, we are going to be looking ahead to Line of Duty.
Right. I mean, there's a show
there
right
there,
Yasmin. I mean, there's I'm going to call it a smorgasbord.
Yes.
Of stuff. All right, good.
Who is Balaclava Man? I don't know.
I don't. It's the final one, isn't it?
Yes.
On Sunday.
Yes.
I can't wait.
Me neither.
I'm very keen on that. All right, good. Yasmin Khan is with you next. We are Talk Radio. I have a week off now. That's right, Yasmin.
What?
Yeah. So Jake Yap will be with you next week. We'll be back the week after. Have a lovely bank holiday weekend.
Talk Radio. We got entertainment and we're not afraid to use it. Talk Radio.
John Holmes on Talk Radio with the Army.
The Army is an equal opportunities employer with over 200 roles to choose from. So whatever you end up doing, you'll get paid according to your rank, not your gender.
Find where you belong.
Discover more at army.mod.uk/belong.